If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What service is it that you are a captain in? What makes you the captain, Robbie Knievel?
I'm in love. I'm in love with my mattress.
Habitual now that it almost seems like just habit.
I tell you what, man, ain't no dang old lady about her, man. They're getting all liquored up, man. I'm coming on strong up, paw me like a dang old animal, man. I'll tell them no means no.
You're an idiot.
Are you with me? Yay or nay?
Which one means yes?
Yay.
Yay! Oh, and if you guys aren't too busy, could you please just go to hell?
Today we're interviewing WOHN announcer Gene Baxter, who in a surprise press conference Friday afternoon announced his plans to leave the radio station.
And now.
Well, what did the management have to say when you told them you wanted to leave?
Stay for just a while.
Anything else?
Our feature presentation.
There you go. 4-punch, 5-punch, 6-punch combination. Body shot, bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. Do you want to throw sometime? Bang. This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang! 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 Bang!
Come on!
Wow!
I can be a sports announcer.
Lampley was drunk.
What happened with that?
I was drunk Lampley at the fight on Saturday night.
That was the Manny Pacquiao.
That's what a drunk kid is. Look at him! Look! Bang! Bang! Look at him! Oh, look, bang! Look how hard he is! Bang! Bang! Look how hard he is!
And then he starts mouthing off as if he's doing it. You want to throw some?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, my God.
That was one of the strangest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
He was recreating
life.
The Bree Walker fight. That was Lampley's ex that he used to beat up.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah, sure.
The court said he did, but right. What do they know?
There you go. 4-punch, 5-punch, 6-punch combination. Body shot, bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang! Do you want to throw sometime? Bang! This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang! 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 Bang!
Body blow! Body blow!
Omar asked me if I edited it together. No!
No?
Didn't
no?
have to. That was like 30 seconds of the fight.
That was wow. The best 30 seconds of the fight. I want my $60 back.
Well, it wasn't a good fight, if that's what you're saying.
But at least the undercard blew.
Yeah, those were bad fights, too.
Wow, what a bad night of pugilism if you're a boxing fan. It was a ripoff. It was a total ripoff.
Manny Pacquiao, who is the champ, won, but there was no fight. The other guy just covered up. And
yeah.
Well, Joshua Clotty is a defensive fighter under any circumstances. Under the best of circumstances, he is known for his crab defense, where he just puts his gloves up in front of his head and he waits for you to throw, and then he's a counter puncher, but he would not throw a punch. He daren't take his gloves away from his head for the entire fight. And I was screaming at my set on Saturday saying they should withhold his paycheck.
I agree. His corner, every time he went over to his corner, they would go, you have to do something.
Take a chance. Take a chance. You are losing the fight every round. You are losing every round.
They would tell him that in between each round.
No. No.
You are losing every round.
I do not care. I would not throw a punch. I do not care.
So anyway, Manny Pacquiao won the fight, and Jim Lampley had a lot to drink, allegedly.
Boxing needs to be fixed. It needs to be repaired. It is just such... There's so many belts... And there are so many promoters, and there's so many...
Yeah.
It's such a fragmented sport now that it's impossible to follow unless you're really, really into it. And more importantly, it's impossible to care because these fights are all so disappointing. You get the occasional super fight that sort of shortly revitalizes the sport and gets people interested again. And then something like this happens where everyone just walks away disappointed.
You know what the other problem is? The UFC's around. And they put on pretty good fights almost every time.
Right.
And I kept waiting for one of them to take them down and go to the ground game. You know, I just got used to the UFC so much. But
well, it's a completely different sport. I mean, yeah. UFC, by the way they've designed it, is a more exciting sport because they've got all different kinds of techniques and stuff you can use in the ring.
10 different ways to win.
But boxing is a great sport when it's done right, when it's promoted right, when it's a good match, because boxing becomes about endurance as well as technique, whereas the UFC is pretty much about technique. It's a much shorter shorter battle. And I mean, I'm a huge boxing fan, and I was just like, they should just compel Pacquiao and Mayweather to fight, and so we can all be done with this.
Yeah, although, I agree.
Although mostly Mayweather, May 1st is going to be an interesting fight as well. I think that'll be an actual fight. So I hope springs eternal. I'll go back again and pay my $60 to HBO pay-per-view, and we'll see what happens.
I'll tell you, though, Manny Pacquiao is going to go back, and he is going to run for the Senate.
Yes.
Political office in the Philippines.
Wow.
And will win by a landslide.
Landslide, yeah.
Yeah.
Most popular guy ever there.
He's like Elvis over there. He's an enormous celebrity. They love him over there because he gives out free turkeys on Thanksgiving.
He does, among other things, yeah. All right, time for your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. Try sound effect phone. Try that. Yeah.
Oh, leave the mugger alone. He's new.
Just saying.
Psycho Mike isn't here today. We've got Beer Mug running the board.
And look at him. Look at him.
It's a Monday morning.
He's
and
SFX.
This is the first time he is helping us get the show started.
Space right in
so
the middle
give
bottom.
Give the guy a break. What do you want?
I want him to do something.
There we go.
There you go.
There you go.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What'd he do, nephew?
That was outrageous.
He rules. All right.
What are we giving away today for phone calls?
A pair of tickets to see the LA Galaxy versus New England Revolution.
And the Galaxy is professional badminton, if
in
I'm not mistaken.
2010 MLS home opener on the Saturday, March 27th.
Soccer.
At Home Depot.
Right, soccer.
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
Soccer. Right.
He's good.
It's all coming back to me now.
He's injured for 6 to 8 weeks. So
what?
That's
injured?
While playing in Italy.
He never gets injured. He always plays an Iron Man. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah. Broke his Achilles tendon is what I hear, which is super painful.
Yeah. They shoot you if you do that, don't
they? Put you down like a racehorse.
You.
All right. Let's begin with Mikael. I don't think I'm saying that right, but
I think you are.
Hey, Mikael.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, dos vedanya, Mikhail. Nostrovia.
I heard about when you guys were talking about the fight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Worst fight I've ever seen. Just a waste of $60 right there.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it that, like, the guy didn't even do anything. And did you see it, the way he came into the arena? He was dancing. I thought he was going to fight.
He was dancing like he was at a nightclub.
Yeah, he was showing off, and then it all stopped once the first bell rang.
Yeah, dude, the guy was afraid. I mean, I don't play with him either. I mean, like, he probably didn't want, like, any scar in his face, but the dude was really, really...
Well, right, but you'd hope that he's at least going to try. That's what you want.
It is your job.
I'd rather try and get knocked out than not try.
He couldn't have been any more embarrassed if he had been knocked out, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, at least he got good... big fat check out of it, but I guess that's about it.
Yeah. Well, we got this out of it, too.
There you go. 4-punch, 5-punch, 6-punch combination. Body shot, bang, 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 bang.
All right.
Try and stop it. Bang, okay. Bang.
Take it easy.
Here I come. Bang.
Here you
want to close sometime? Bang. This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang.
All right,
bang,
we got it.
Bang, bang,
bang. All right, we got it. Bing, bang. We got
just
it.
Just beating on Max Kellerman next to him. Throwing punches at Emmanuel Stewart.
All right, let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Yo, how's it going?
Good. What'd it do?
So the other day, rushing home, speeding, just to watch a soccer game, and I got pulled over.
Oh.
Yeah.
To watch what soccer game?
The Champions last Tuesday.
Oh, in the UEFA?
Yeah, the UEFA Champions, right?
Yeah, can't record that.
Yeah, UEFA, you know, UEFA.
The European.
You need.
It's the European League.
But
you can't TiVo that. That's oh, yes, you can. That's right. You can TiVo it.
But you don't TiVo UEFA. That's ridiculous. Got to see UEFA live. Live UEFA.
How fast were you going?
I don't even know. I'd be like 35, I think.
Wow, you were hauling.
Oh, no, it was a residential.
You are reckless.
Oh, he's crazy.
I tell you, UEFA's not happy with you with that kind of behavior.
Dude is going 35. How do you control your car at that speed? Let's go to Michael. Talk about another sport. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Yesterday was Selection Sunday, and I'm just upset that UCLA isn't in it this year, in the tournament this year.
Are you crying, Michael?
You're crying right
no.
now.
No.
Are you crying right
no.
now?
No.
You're crying.
No.
You sound a little like you're crying.
No.
You sound very upset.
Yeah, I'm just upset that UCLA isn't in the tournament this year.
Right. Neither's USC, right?
Right. Well, USC right. can't be.
Right.
They
can't. Right.
They've been banned because they, I don't know. They,
yeah. It is odd to have a March Madness.
Sex with a goat or something. They broke some law.
It is odd to have a March Madness without UCLA in it, but.
Yeah.
I guess it happens. What are you going to do? Just keep crying or?
No, I'm just
stop your crying. Is what we're saying.
Just talk about. No, talk it out.
Tough it out.
Tough it out.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right.
You should watch anyway.
Good luck with that.
Have a cocktail.
That's the beautiful thing about March Madness is you don't know anything about two of the teams. Half the time, it's a fantastic game anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's in it because there will be some Cinderella story, and there will be somebody who will rise out of the pack and will shock everybody, and they'll either go all the way or make it a good fight, and it's always exciting.
Always great games along the way.
We should talk to someone about this.
We are going to talk to the head coach of Kentucky who tied it up with 0.1.
Like one second left.
Not even a second. Point one. All right, let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Mike.
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
Is this Urkel?
What'd it do with that cute little girl you guys hold hostage every morning?
That'd be me?
Lisa?
Lisa
That'd
May?
That'd be you.
Whatever. Yeah. She's the luckiest woman in show business, by the way, to be able to work with us.
That's right.
I'm telling you. That's what I was thinking. But you know what?
Mike, I want you to call every day. I have now fallen madly in love with you. All right. All right.
No, I'm calling because it's my birthday.
This is not your voice.
You leave Mike alone.
This isn't.
You leave him alone.
But
I love
I'm saying
him.
It's not his voice.
I'm telling you, pipe down, mister. Right. It's your birthday, Mike. Happy birthday.
It's my birthday. And you know how you go through every birthday and you never tell anyone?
Yes.
And you just sneak around like you're undercovers. Dude, this is L.A. This is my birthday. I want a kiss from everybody.
All right, Mike.
You sound
like a swinger.
Maybe you've been drinking a bit.
I'm a little bit buzzed.
Good.
I actually don't drink. I'm so old. I'm a first-generation rocker, and I'm so old now I don't drink too much anymore.
First-generation rocker. So you played with Elvis?
I did.
All right. Good man.
I did. He didn't like it much, but I just kept playing anyway.
Sure.
But my little woman is a drinker.
Uh-huh.
And with any luck, she's already drinking.
Yeah.
Right. At this hour of the morning,
it's quarter to, it's going to six, to you know, Mike. Are you coming home from work? What?
No, I'm just clocking into duty right now. I get off at 1,300 hours.
1,300. You bet.
Roger that.
Roger.
Roger.
10-4, Roger.
Security,
are you a cop?
You work at NORAD, don't you?
Absolutely. No, I'm in security, and as you know, we get real buzzed in security so we can stand it.
Sure. Yeah.
By security, you're a night watchman, you mean?
You're actually, Paul I'm a Blart. Morning watchman. I'm 5 a.m. to 1,300 hours.
You're morning watchman.
Yeah, I run a truck gate.
Hey, Mike.
Yep.
Can I give you some advice?
Yep.
You're never going to get a girl with 1,300. You gotta
got
let
a girl.
That go.
She's already got a little girl. She's a drinker.
Yeah.
You're
not
You're
listening.
Kidding me, right?
You're not paying attention.
I'm kidding you. No.
None of my girls go over 1,150.
Mike, you're the best. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Have another cocktail for us. And everyone, if you know Mike, go down and give him a big kiss there at the truck gate.
And roll another one.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for
that. We got a trucking convoy.
I'm with you. I like Mike.
Mike's the best ever.
I didn't trust him at first, though. There's no way that was his real voice, but it was.
It was. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yeah.
We are going to announce our St. Patrick's Day party.
Yes.
And if this tells you anything, the name of it is Kevin and Bean's Vomit by Noon, St. Patrick's Day Party.
That's our goal. That's what we're shooting for.
So that's
we're just being honest this year,
Vomit
I think.
By Noon. Well, that's what Mike's going to do over at the truck gate.
Let's finally just call it what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well just make the announcement. Also, we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, we had the head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats, John Calipari, talking about March Madness.
That guy. It's not right.
We have a great Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day, and we have Dumb Ways You Hurt Yourself, and we're going to recap Bang, Bang, Bang. So,
bang!
That's
bang!
Coming up as well.
Come at me. You want to throw? Bang!
We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Bean next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Wow!
And it is 5:53.
Good morning.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
That woke me up, that song.
Rancid's a good band.
It is, they are.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz B. What's going on, Ralph?
What the fruit? That's what I say when I hear that song.
Yeah.
It is Monday, people. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, thanks to the people over at Daily Variety newspaper. Alice in Wonderland stays on top of the list for the second week in a row, thanks to the poor performances by the other crop of new movies this weekend. Here's your entire top 10. Alice in Wonderland made $62 million.
Wow.
Week 2. Rent.
Omar went. Well, that explains it then.
There you go.
Did you pay $62 million for your ticket?
I went 62 million times.
There we go.
I knew he would be able to contribute to the coffers of Alice in Wonderland.
Did you see it in 3D, Omar?
I did not. No. You
saw it in 2D?
I saw it in 2D.
Why would you see Alice in Wonderland in 2D?
Why would you? Because I hear Avatar is amazing and still haven't seen Avatar in 3D, so I didn't want to spend the extra $3 you have to spend to see it.
You're saving your 3D money for Avatar?
Yeah, totally.
If I give you $3, would you just go to see it in 3D?
Absolutely.
You only have money for one 3D movie a year?
Things are tough in Omar Land.
Things are tight, dude. They're tight, dude. The recession.
People stopped buying drugs? I don't understand it. Why is Omar struggling financially?
I'm watching movies in 1D, dude.
Yes. He's just listening to movies now. He just gets the sound. He stands outside the theater in an alley and puts his ear up to the fire exit.
So sad.
It is sad.
I mean, Alice in Wonderland isn't exactly... I mean, there are a lot of movies that you can go to that are dramatic and you know, it's about acting and screenplay and stuff.
Yeah.
I can see that 2D, but if you're going to see Alice in Wonderland, the visuals are the movie. You would want to see it the most visually interesting way you could.
The reason I went was because my wife wanted to go.
Right. So you didn't really give a rat's ass.
I didn't give a rat's ass, and she didn't care about the 3D, so I was like, okay, let's just...
You are quite the couple.
You guys sure are.
They're perfect.
You
I don't care. What do you want to do? I don't care.
Want to see Alice in Wonderland? Yeah, I suppose.
I don't care.
How many D's do you want?
I don't know.
Two.
How few can we get?
Number two at the box office was Green Zone, the new Matt Damon film. Only made $14.5 million in its debut.
That got my money. I saw that.
Yeah. And?
Loved it.
How many really? D's? How many D's did you see it in?
It's only available
just
in
two D's?
If it was three, though, I would have.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
That's my kind of movie, though. I love that movie instantly, no matter what. I knew I would.
Just great.
Great.
She's Out of My League, the new comedy.
Saw that, too.
9 points. Holy crap.
That's it. Those
were you
spent
two. Any time at home? Or did you just live in a theater this weekend?
Just those two.
And that one?
That one was way funnier than I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought the trailer was actually pretty funny, but
I had a good vibe about that.
How many times have you seen that trailer where you go, okay, those are the good parts?
And yeah, now that's you're gonna, what I thought.
Not at all.
Excellent.
That movie came through.
Remember Me, the new Rob Pattinson movie.
Saw that.
Number four. How was that, Kevin?
I didn't see it. I'm just kidding.
Shutter Island was fifth. Our Family Wedding came in at number six. Avatar, Brooklyn's Finest, Cop Out, and The Crazies, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Congratulations to former Friends star David Schwimmer. He is engaged to his girlfriend. Entertainment Weekly magazine says the couple met in London. She is a British photographer named Zoe Buckman. They met in 2007 when he was directing Run, Fat Boy, Run. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
I did.
And it was funny.
It was very funny. Simon Pegg, I enjoyed that film. He is 43 years old. She is 24.
All right.
Nice.
Nice job, Schwimmer. JWoww from Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Tells the New York Daily News that she is adjusting to stardom.
Sure.
Just fine. Thank you very much. Apparently... people are talking because she sort of pulled a diva move recently. She made a driver wait 45 minutes before coming outside and then refused to ride in the Cadillac they sent to pick her up because it wasn't an Escalade.
Are you serious?
And she demands to be driven around in an Escalade when she gets picked up for publicity events.
Wow, that's awesome.
So she already is somebody.
Wow.
Jessica Simpson should send a big thank you note to John Mayer.
That's what I keep saying. What?
He did that interview about her saying that she was sexual napalm in bed, the best sex he ever had. And according to In Touch magazine, it's done wonders for her dating life.
Of course.
Her phone's ringing off the hook these days. Apparently, Ryan Phillippe and Jeremy Renner of the Hurt Locker have both been pursuing Jess, trying to get her digits and get together with her.
My crotch really, really loves it.
Although they may want to reconsider after this story.
Well, you don't want to go after Tony Romo, first of all.
Well, it's true, yeah. Because then you'd fumble. Fumble the kick. Us Weekly Magazine reports. This is going to be rough.
Oh.
If you're eating your eggs, remember to put your fork down.
Oh.
Jessica Simpson is not very fastidious when it comes to her oral hygiene.
Oh, no.
She's not big on her taking care of her teeth.
Oh, no.
Apparently... she admits to Us Weekly magazine she only breaks out the toothpaste and toothbrush every so often.
What?
She doesn't brush.
Ever?
No.
How often is every so often?
Occasionally.
Well, how often is that?
Once, you know, every month.
What?
You know, she scrapes off the big pieces.
Nasty.
She uses Listerine, she says, every once in a while just to swish it around, just to keep her breath fresh. Or she says she will wipe her teeth on her sweater.
Oh, God.
Is that known to help?
Couldn't hurt.
Well, sounds sexy.
So, that's the Jessica Simpson oral hygiene regime.
Huh. That's not going to help her dating.
Regimen, rather. No, it won't, but look. Maybe keep her from talking so much.
I don't think
your breath is really bad. Could you be quiet?
Nothing could do that.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Big, big, big list. Big list. Brett Michaels of Poison is 47 years old today. Did you catch any of Celebrity Apprentice last
night? Did not,
speaking of Brett Michaels?
No.
Excellent show. I'm really enjoying it. It was a two-hour season opener last night.
We should play highlights.
And it's very good. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe we'll do it later. Oh, no, we won't. Because Miss Cleo should be fired. That's why. Fabio! Fabio! Oh, Fabio.
Yes.
He's still alive?
Still alive? He's at the peak of his game, mister.
What are you talking about?
He's at the highlight of his career.
What's his game?
I have no idea what he does. He used to pose for covers of paperback.
Romance novels.
Romance novels, right? Is he still doing that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He got hit in the face with a goose. I remember
that. That did happen.
He was riding a roller coaster, and he came over the highest hill, and a low-flying goose came by and smacked him right in the nose.
This is the best.
What are the odds of being hit in the face by a goose on a roller coaster?
Especially that guy. You know, that's his face, his whole...
That's his moneymaker.
Money faced by a goose. He is 49 years old today. Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, lead singer, is 55. Rockwell celebrates his 46th birthday. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray is 42 years old today. It is a cornucopia of lead singers from all different kinds
of
bands.
It's a sausage fest.
It is a sausage fest. Mark Hoppus of Blink 182 and Plus 44 is 38 years old today. Will I Am of Black Eyed Peas is 35 years old today. DJ Joseph Hahn of Linkin Park is 33 years old today. Kellen Lutz of Twilight turns 25. Eva Longoria Parker joins the fellas. She's got a birthday today. She is 35 years old today. She is yummy.
Yeah.
And actress Kim Raver from 24 and Grey's Anatomy. She turns 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we've been talking a lot about the Eclipse trailer because it just came out last week, was it, Ralph?
Yeah.
Eclipse?
Yeah. They had the 10-second trailer for the trailer.
Which I've never seen before.
I've never seen a trailer for a trailer either. And then they released the new trailer, which is only about a minute and a half. There will be longer trailers, but this one, everyone's just going out of their minds because this Twilight thing is just such a huge, huge part of people's lives, and it sucks. It's horrible. It's bad.
Why?
How dare you, Ralph?
What do you mean, how dare you?
The trailer looks awesome.
Trailer looks awesome?
Yeah.
Looks hideous.
You know, I'm Toy Hard fan number one here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, I know.
You think Cleo's a super fan. I'm a super fan.
I had no idea, Omar, that you were such a Twi-tard. I had no idea.
Absolutely.
Even the girls in the other room that love the Twilight hate
I don't think it's a good trailer.
You know what? It's because they thought it was kind of weak. But
yeah.
So I spent all weekend on the Twi blogs and the Twinet.
Sure.
I was on the Twi Underground,
right.
And I found an extended trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it was like people. And it,
no, I mean, the first one is good. Is awesome, too. Here, play a little clip of the first one.
This is the original.
Yeah.
Isabella Swan. I promise to love you every moment forever.
Why are you so against me becoming with you?
I know the consequences of the choice you're making.
I want you to pick me instead of him. You have to consider the idea that I might be better for her than you are. I'm gonna fight for you until your heart stops beating.
So this
is basically the guy who turns into a dog and the vampire fighting over Bella, the girl.
Yeah.
In a library.
Stewart, and you could see why they'd want to fight over Kristen Stewart because she's just so hot.
Apparently, they're in a library and they're not allowed to make any noise.
And vivacious. Her personality's so huge. She's such a fun girl to be around.
And she really knows how to act.
Oh, yeah, they all do.
They act their ass off.
The actors of our next generation.
Absolutely.
In this film.
Are they acting like they're in a coma?
I don't know what you guys are listening
to. They're horrible. They're horrible actors.
They're awesome. Well, you know
I will protect you till the end of time.
I have a Kevin and Bean exclusive.
All right.
I found the theatrical trailer. This is the extended one. This is the one that they're actually going to air,
in
theaters.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
That's why they call it the theatrical trailer?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be in theaters?
That didn't make sense.
How many D's is this trailer in?
How do you feel the setup is going so far?
This is a negative D.
So we have the actual long-form trailer for the new Twilight movie, Eclipse. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Oh.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, that's what we have. Okay, so if you're excited about the movie.
Well, then if you're excited about the trailer we just played, you're really going to be excited about this trailer.
Isabella Swan,
This is the gay vampire, Edward, and I promise to love you forever. As long as you don't get any uglier.
Hi, this is Bella. Why are you so against me becoming like you? I so don't care.
I know the consequences of the choice you're making, Bella. It means that I'll be stuck with you for decades and decades, and you're so goddamn ugly, and there's so many other hotter chicks out there that I could be banging. My skin turns into diamonds in the sunlight. Hi, this is the slightly less gayer guy in the movie, Jacob, Bella, and I want you to choose me forever, because, I truly don't know why. You're an ugly, ugly broad. I'm gonna have to rethink this. Hey, gay vampire Edward, this is the slightly less gayer guy in the movie, Jacob, the werewolf, that turns into a dog and isn't really a werewolf. You have to consider that I might be better for her than you. Oh God, Jacob, that's great news. See, I didn't want to be stuck with that dumb broad because she's so ugly. And I forgot, I'm gay. My skin's made of diamonds. Ow! Bella, this is Jacob. My shirt's off right now.
Right.
I'm the slightly less gay guy in the movie.
Right.
I will fight for you till your heart stops beating.
Ugh, what a crappy line that is. So don't care.
Well, I'm gonna make your heart stop beating now. You ugly,
oh, no.
Ugly, ugly
I'm dying.
Chick.
Oh,
I can't
no.
be stuck
getting
with you forever.
Stabbed.
Die!
I'm dying.
Die, take this! Die!
Oh, okay, I'm dead. So don't care.
Wow. Wow, that's a very different film this time around.
Yeah.
You're right.
It takes a turn I was not expecting.
You couldn't have tried to sound a little bit feminine when you were doing the girl's voice?
I thought I did.
A little
no.
bit? Just to do, maybe just higher.
That was so don't care.
It was a real trailer, Ralph. I don't know what you're talking about. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we welcome back to the show Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. How's yours?
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I saw The Hurt Locker this weekend, finally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it was the best movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no. I thought the best movie was not nominated. I thought The Hangover was the best movie by far from last year.
Really?
Yes, I did. Honestly. But The Hurt Locker I thought was great. The problem is if you hear... Like, if you don't see it in the first while and you hear all about it and then you see it win the Oscar.
Yeah, I think that happens.
Your expectations are completely unrealistic.
You're right. But Inglourious Basterds, the more I see everything else, it's like it stood out so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to give him credit for rewriting World War II. That doesn't happen
often. No, that doesn't happen either.
It was a fascinating movie.
That
it really
takes
was.
Some stones.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you finally saw Hurt Locker. I finally showed my wife Hurt Locker, too, this past weekend because she hadn't seen it yet either, and she loved it. But, well, she loved the part she stayed awake for. All right. Harvey, what's going on the site? You got some Charlie Sheen news?
Yes, tell us about it.
I think this is really interesting. I mean, there is one question Charlie Sheen just cannot answer today. You know, he's in rehab. He's flying out today, weather permitting, for his arraignment where he'll plead not guilty. And he... All he's supposed to do is plead not guilty, but if the judge asks him, so what have you been doing lately?
Right.
And he says, well, you know, I've been in rehab. And if the judge says, well, why have you been in rehab? Have you been using drugs or alcohol? It's an impossible question for him to answer. Because if he says yes, which is the truth, then he will have his bail revoked. Because one of the conditions of bail is he can't use drugs or alcohol. If he says no, it's perjury.
He's lying.
So
he has to say yes.
Well, he's in a... But either way, he could go to jail. So it's a slippery, slippery slope. And, you know, my guess is if that comes up... Right now, there's no law that says the judge has to ask it.
Right.
But the judge isn't blind, and he's, you know, obviously seen news reports. And... At, you know, if the judge asks it, my guess is the lawyers are going to step in and they will do everything they can to object to him answering this question.
Right.
Yeah. It's impossible for him.
Right. But so basically he wants to just say the words not guilty.
He wants to, and leave.
And leave. And
so it's up to whether the judge wants to put him in jail or not.
You know what? In some ways, you're absolutely right, because the judge knows that it's an impossible question, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he's gonna plead, and assuming that's all that happens, he'll come back to L.A. We know that we put a story up last week. We found out that he would take a misdemeanor, guilty, or no contest plea, provided there was no jail time.
Right.
My understanding from all that I'm hearing is that the hang-up is not the misdemeanor, it's the felony. That, you know, he's charged with a felony, and right now the prosecutor's inclined to not give him jail time, provided that he plead to a felony, which he's not going to do. So that's the hang-up.
Oh.
But then he'll come back to L.A. He's going to stay in rehab, but he's going to start shooting the last four episodes of his show beginning tomorrow. So he'll work there by day with a sober coach on the set, and then go back to rehab at night.
Wow, he's got a lot going on.
He sure does.
And his wife's in rehab at home.
Yeah,
good times.
Yeah.
Good times in the Sheen family. What else you got? You got Ben Roethlisberger. You got a bunch of news on Benapalooza, as he calls it.
You know, it's this thing. We put some pictures up on the site where, you know, on his birthday, I always wondered about this with adults, where they, like, have a big birthday, like an extended birthday bash.
Like a big weekend.
Yeah, yeah, but it's kind of like, you know, once you're an adult, I don't know. But, you know, maybe this is just me. Maybe it's
you haven't had a good party in a while, Harvey.
It's true. All right. No, I guess it's true, but you know, he had this big thing, which I guess he want to rethink now. But, you know, the whole idea is let's get wild for a weekend and you see where that gets you.
Yeah, he gets all his friends. They get on a bus. They head to, you know, local pubs. And then right. He ended up getting charged.
And that's the problem.
With sexual assault. And that's not what he wanted necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Birthday.
But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, they are really taking this thing seriously. Ben's people have hired this very, very big private investigator.
So he's fat?
Huh?
A fat private investigator?
Just
what?
Ignore him. Ignore him and move on.
Did he say fat?
He
yeah,
because
you said very, yes. Very big.
Oh, no, I thought you meant P-H-A-T.
No! Yeah, that's what I mean, Harvey. I mean P-H-A-T. That's how I roll. Come on now. P-H-A-T. All right, which weight loss company has the cojones to go after Precious?
Well, it's called... I don't know how to pronounce it. Acai Supply.
Oh, acai. Yeah, it's acai berries.
I don't know.
So you know what it is?
Yes.
So they have basically said to her, look, obesity is a major epidemic in this country, and they are asking her to become poster child. So they're willing to give her a year's free supply in return for an endorsement with one big proviso.
That she lose weight?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So they've written her, the CEO wrote her a letter saying, you know, we want you to do it. So we put a poll up, which I thought was kind of interesting. I mean, she's getting, I got to tell you, on our site, it's like you put her picture up, people go insane.
Yeah.
So we put a poll.
Is she so hot?
Okay, guys. So the poll is.
Is she fat? P-H-A-T? Come on, Harvey.
The poll is whether she should get with the program or whether we should lay off her. Interesting. I thought people would say lay off, but 63% are saying get with the program.
Yeah, you know
well,
what?
Well, look, she's not. She's huge and she's really young.
Yeah. She's
not
just,
problem.
She's
I mean,
not just
yeah.
sort of overweight
no.
and people are being mean. She's fat with an F.
Well, but here's the thing. It's really, isn't it interesting that people, and I mean, look, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say this thing. People say, you know, obesity is a huge problem. And for some reason, you know, with her, you know, it's like the stars are saying, oh, just embrace this thing. But it's such a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's weird because it's the stars are kind of turning a blind eye to the obvious here. She's got a problem if she doesn't, you know, it is a huge epidemic. But I just think it's weird that Hollywood is, oh, you know, just let's ignore this.
Yeah.
Why.
Yeah, that seems bad because that's going to end poorly for her.
Oh, it really
health-wise.
Is.
Health-wise.
And, I mean, if she wants to keep working, she's going to be so limited.
She's going to have to be able to open her eyes at some point.
But more than working.
She can't really.
You know what? I'm just going to stop.
No, you're...
Lisa May, how on earth do you do this?
I weep every day, Harvey.
Come on now.
I go home and I cry.
I swear to God, I don't get it because I listen all the time.
I'm asking good questions here.
I think Lisa May is one of the most interesting people in this building.
Well, I will tell you this, Harvey. I will tell you the first... I talked her into coming over here. She used to work from another building.
Yeah.
And I talked her into coming over here. And the first week, she cried all week.
I did. And I called back to where I was and said, can I please come back? I don't want to be here. I hate it here.
That's absolutely true.
But now we've changed her, and she's happy to be here and all that.
You can't wait to read my book.
That scares me. You're writing one. Harvey, you're the best. TMZ.com, TMZ Television. Check your local listings. Thank you, Harvey.
Thanks, Harvey.
Bye now. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't know if you saw the Kentucky Wildcat game yesterday, but they won in very, very dramatic fashion.
He missed it. Wall got it. The shot will count, but it's short.
I wonder if it's good.
I don't think it was.
That's the shot that set the game into overtime. We have Coach John Calipari on the phone. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very good.
In LA.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just trying to get tape work together, trying to do a few media calls and get my work done and get my team together.
It's got to be difficult going into March Madness as the top seed. Is that harder than going in a little bit lower?
You want to be the one seed because the numbers prove out. I'm a guy that does everything by percentages, and the numbers prove out that if you're a one seed, you have a much better chance of getting to the Final Four than you do a two. And a two has a much better chance than a three.
Okay.
Now, maybe there are some screw-ups along the way. Maybe this is not seeded the right way. But when you're a one seed, you have your best opportunity.
So your first game is against East Tennessee State, is that right?
Yes. But you know what? Let me say this.
Right.
I made a call. There was a call this morning to me about, you know, yesterday. Yesterday, Sunday, Selection Sunday, is really complaining Sunday for the coaches.
Yeah.
Either you're not in and you're complaining. You don't like your seed and you're complaining. You don't like your bracket and you're complaining. You don't like where you're playing and you're complaining. You don't like the time, the day, Thursday or Friday. You want it to be Thursday, it'll be Friday. If you want it Friday, it's going to be Thursday.
Right.
You don't like playing at noon, but then again, you don't like playing at 9:30 at night either. Everybody complains, and then the next day, which is today, you just say, okay, let's go, play the game.
Now, did you complain at all? I mean, were you upset?
Absolutely. I complained about everything. I complained about the day. I complained about the bracket. I complained about the seed. I complained about everything. Now I'm fine. I got that all out of my system now. We just go play the games.
Yeah, that's behind you. Now, you're one of only four coaches, if I'm not mistaken, to take two different teams into the number one seed heading into March Madness. Is that true?
I think would have been the third team.
Third.
Because our UMass team was number one, a one seed, and our Memphis team was a one seed, and now this team's a one seed. So I don't know. I don't know that, but that's, you know, I'm imagining. I know we did. I don't know if there's anybody else that did it. I've not looked at that, but, you know, we've been fortunate. But you have to understand, people got mad at me because I said, look, we don't play the season to win the regular season, and we don't go to the SEC tournament. I'm not worried about the SEC tournament. I'm worried about the number one seed. You cannot ask these athletes, these young kids. And by the way, we have the youngest team in the NCAA field.
Wow.
The youngest. Okay? There's not only one team is even close to us. We start three freshmen and blah, 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 blah. But you can't ask them to charge 100 mountains. Which mountain or two do you want them to charge? They can't go, all right, we're charging this mountain, let's go, and give them the Newt Rockne. We're charging this mountain, let's go and charge. Which one? Well, I choose to say the NCAA tournament. I choose to say the seed. Every game has an important based on that seed. It's important that we beat Morehead, just as important as we beat North Carolina or Louisville.
Right. But what about East Tennessee State, for example? That's your first game. It seems like it would be very simple to overlook that and to let up a little bit because you should kill them.
Well, we'll show them the tape of their game in the NCAA tournament with Pittsburgh where it was a two-point game with 3 minutes to go. And that'll wake you up. That's the cold shower. Okay, like, oh, my gosh. And the other thing is none of my players have been in the NCAA tournament.
Wow.
So they don't even know. Do you hear what I just said?
Yeah, that's shocking.
No one understands. We got the youngest team in the field. None of them have been in the NCAA tournament. They don't know what to expect. Anybody else, doesn't know how they're going to respond. So when people say to me, how do you think you'll be? I have no idea. We have no idea.
Wow.
But we're going to go in and try to make sure that they're focused and ready to go and try to get them to have fun and tell them there's, you know, we're the youngest team. We're not supposed to win this thing. I don't care where they have us seated.
Right. How much of a difference does it make to have junior seniors that have been there before?
Very important. I think that's what's going to make Kansas as strong as they are. A team like West Virginia with upperclassmen that understand and are physically and mentally, you know, strong and physical. I think a team like Syracuse, who's got some seniors on that team, same deal. The Duke team with the seniors that they got, their guard play. I mean, you know, Villanova with their senior guard. I mean, it's very important. So, yeah, we're at a disadvantage, but you know what? We have a talented team.
Well, I got to tell you, March Madness for a lot of sports fans is just the most amazing 3 or 4 weeks of the year. It's unbelievable. You're also calling, and I love the DirecTV Mega March Madness package.
It's crazy because, you know, there's 37 out-of-market games. So you're watching and you want to see your team from the West and they're playing over in Providence, Rhode Island. They're on Mega March Madness on DirecTV. You also get every game with the CBS affiliates and the DirecTV. You get to see every game. You get to see four games at one time and all the other stuff.
You can split your screen into four and watch four games at the same time.
Yeah, so it's good stuff. If you're into basketball, if you're into watching your league or your own team play and you want to keep following them, this is what you get. And you're right. This part of this time of the year, they can say what they want. Nothing more exciting than this, because it's one and done. See, in the NCAA tournament, you could lose and be done in one game. You could have one bad game, right. One guy in foul trouble. See, in the NBA, when it's best of seven, the best team wins 95% of the time.
Right, because they have enough chances to do it.
Yeah, have a bad game and you regroup, and now all of a sudden you go on a run and you're better than them. It doesn't happen. This thing, that's why you have the Cinderellas. That's why you have people. We've only had one time the four number ones made it to the Final Four. One time.
For just tuning in, we have Coach John Calipari from the Kentucky Wildcats on the phone talking about March Madness. If you had to pick a Cinderella team this year, who would it be? There always is one that goes way farther than anyone thought they could, and it's exciting and that whole deal.
I think it's going to be UTEP.
UTEP.
And obviously, Tony Barbie, their coach, played for me. Worked for me, and he got UTEP in there. They got a seed, a 12 seed, which they shouldn't have. They should be better than that, but that's fine. And if they can win one, I think they're going to march to a couple more wins.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Coach, best of luck. If you want to watch the games online, you can sign up at NCAA.com. If you want the direct TV package, it's $69. You get all the out-of-market games in high def. You can watch four at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a sports fan's heaven. And, Coach, best of luck in the tournament. Thanks for spending the time.
Hello to everybody in L.A.
Thank you. We appreciate it. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It's Monday morning, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this week. And Alice in Wonderland continues to stay on top. Another $62 million made it number one at the box office this weekend. Green Zone, also known as The Bourne Identity 4, came out this weekend to lukewarm reception from the audience. $14.5 million made it number two in its debut.
I loved it. That's a great movie. But then I'm a sucker for those movies.
Yeah,
so.
You like that paramilitary terrorist kind of BS.
Sure.
You're in for that. She's Out of My League. Not only a statement of fact, but also a movie. Came in at number three this weekend, $9.6 million in its debut. Then Remember Me, Shutter Island, Our Family Wedding, Avatar, Brooklyn's Finest, Cop Out, and The Crazies round out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Bar Raffaelli,
yes,
as you may know, is a super hot,
yep,
supermodel. Works for Victoria's Secret. She is dated Leonardo DiCaprio.
She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated last year.
Yes, she was. Yeah. She is being urged not to accept a marriage proposal from her longtime boyfriend, Leonardo DiCaprio.
By
a conservative Jewish group called Lehava.
Shalom!
Lehava is an organization, well, beer mug knows.
Yes, he does.
He's our resident Jew. Lehava is a conservative group that encourages Jews to marry within their religion. Baruch Marzel is the name of the spokesman who wrote a letter to Bar Raffaelli claiming that while Leo is a talented actor, she shouldn't marry outside of the Jewish faith. Assimilating with other cultures has, according to Baruch Marzel, forever been one of the enemies of the Jewish people. And her choice of a groom could harm future generations of Jews.
Okay, take it easy.
Baruch also added, I am single, by the way. And oi, what a Jew I am.
Isn't that the job of Jewish mothers? To make sure that that happens,
well,
aren't they usually?
I think Baruch just wants to throw his hat in the ring.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
For the shot, you know?
I'd be Jewish. If
yeah,
that was an
really?
Sure.
For her.
Baruch atah Adonai Melchino Mayachalom.
She reportedly said, suck it!
Oh, that's not true. This is weird and creepy. Brittany Murphy's death apparently has really bonded her mom and her husband.
What?
In Touch magazine says that Sharon Murphy, Brittany's mom, and Simon Monjack, her husband, are selling the house that Simon lived in with Brittany, and now she and Simon are planning on moving away together and living together.
What?
The mom?
Brittany's mom.
And the stepson. Right? No, not stepson.
No.
Son-in-law.
That's weird.
Now, it doesn't say in the story whether it's a romantic relationship, but In Touch magazine claims they plan on staying together in the wake of all this. It strikes me as odd. I mean, I can understand it's a devastating situation to lose a child and a wife, so maybe they need to lean on each other for emotional support, but it just seems...
And physical.
Why do you have to go there? Why do you have to be that guy?
I sort of have a boner.
Oh, come on. It's your dead wife's mom.
Look, I'm not doing it.
You are doing it. That's the problem.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what it is, but if you're someone's not doing it, it's you.
It's not me.
Today's celebrity birthday is Dee Snider of Twisted Sisters, 55 years old today. We want to rock! Is that them?
He has not aged well.
Dee?
Yeah.
How can you tell under the makeup?
Yeah.
He wears makeup.
If
I was going to be a rock star, that's what I would do. I would slather my face with some sort of makeup. Because you always look the same when you perform. People can never tell you how you're aging.
That's true.
Look at Gene Simmons.
Guys in Kiss take off their makeup.
Ah! Yeah, exactly. Leave it on. Hey, those same guys from 1978. Brett Michaels, speaking of rock stars, of Poison, he, of course, can be seen in the current season of Celebrity Apprentice, which debuted last night. He's 47 years old today. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray is 42. Kim Raver of 24 and Grey's Anatomy is 41. Mark Hoppus of Blink is 38. Eva Longoria Parker turns 35 years old today. Will I Am of Black Eyed Peas is also 35. Joe Hahn of Linkin Park is 33 years old today. Kellen Lutz of Twilight is 25 years old today. And our very own Psycho Mike celebrates a birthday today, but he is on vacation, so F him.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Sure it is. St. Patrick's Day is a-coming. As sure as I'm standing here with my pot of gold.
Here's the thing about St. Patrick's Day. We have had some live shows in the past, and they have wrecked us.
Yes, that is true.
Pretty badly.
Wrecked them? I hardly even know him.
So we'll do a St. Patrick's Day broadcast, and then we'll go, never doing that again. Yeah. I'm not ever going to drink again.
Yeah.
Then a week later, you start drinking again. But we're going to do it again this year. St. Patrick's Day is this year on the 17th.
Mm-hmm. As it is every year.
Right.
Yeah.
So we thought we would do a live show on Wednesday morning from Casey's Irish Pub.
Casey's Irish Pub.
Downtown, 613 South Grand Avenue in Los Angeles. It is going to be 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. You got to be 21 or over. There are going to be drink specials. Hard to believe. And we have termed it, the name of the event is Kevin and Bean's Vomit by Noon St. Patrick's Day Party.
That sounds yummy.
We just decided to just go ahead and just name it.
Look,
for what
if
it
you're going to start drinking at 5 a.m.,
yeah,
you're going to vomit by noon.
You absolutely are.
If you do it right, that's what's going to happen to you. So let's just put it out there.
Let's just call it that.
We're all going to acknowledge what's going to happen, and it'll be the vomit by noon St. Patrick's Day.
Now, we usually wait till we get there, which is 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. when the bar opens to start drinking. Mm-hmm. Our listeners, on the other hand, already have a load on by the time they get there, most of them.
Yeah, most of them will start Tuesday evening and then just roll in. Three sheets, and then just make their livers cry.
Do you remember the year that you were screaming at Lisa May to marry you?
I don't remember the past 9 St. Patrick's days, quite frankly.
That was the worst.
Screw you, lady.
I don't mean it that way, but I've never seen you
extreme.
Drunker.
Yeah, it was the most extreme. Ralph was, and this was after the broadcast. It was like,
oh yeah, we had gone up to plan the next day
show.
Well,
here's the thing about alcohol.
Listen, man, you should marry me.
Here's the thing about alcohol. It has a cumulative effect.
Yeah.
So that drinking that you do during the morning, which puts you in a nice buzzed situation for the show, then starts to pile up, and then it's like LAX. You know, it's like the airport when the planes are flying over the runways and they can't land.
Yeah.
And it becomes madness.
Yeah.
Didn't you break a chair?
Yes, he did.
I was leaning back. I think I was balancing on the back two legs of the chair.
You're trying to do that.
Trying, and I came crashing down and broke the chair.
Yeah. Yes. That's when he was yelling at you to marry him, that same
that
time.
That was really a funny day.
And if I remember correctly, I don't know, it was like 2 p.m. Like, I had suck around and ate food, because I'm a responsible driver.
Sure you are.
And it was like 2 p.m., 2:30, and I was like, Ralph, I'm gonna check out. He's like, no, you're not! You're not going anywhere! Screaming at me.
Were you in a hurry to get out to the parking lot so you could drive someone else's car home? Was that why?
That was that day. Was
that
why
you were in such a hurry?
That was
a responsible
day.
Driver?
That was a
responsible
day.
Driver who went out with half a load on and gotten someone else's car?
I did
car
not. I was
at
not.
The valet parker and drove off with it?
I was not drunk.
No, that's why you drove someone else's car home, because you were completely lucid and sober.
I had gotten a brand new car like 2 days before.
Right.
Uh-huh. I gave him my parking
did
ticket.
Did you buy it without having seen it?
No. Nope.
Did you just send one of your many staff
nope
out to pick
nope
you up
nope
a new
nope
car so you had no idea what it looked like?
No, not at all. But I handed the guy my ticket and they brought me a car. Okay?
Look, now, you get in the car, they bring you.
Right.
That's the rule, Ralph.
But apparently, I didn't know, Lisa.
It was the same type of car, and I was uh-huh talking to somebody else. I didn't know, so I get in the car, start driving off. And I go, hey, there's a brush in here. Those guys drove my car. I can't believe it. And I started looking around. There's other people's stuff. I was like, this isn't my car.
Yeah.
How far did you get?
Half a mile. So then I turned around and I thought, I need to sneak back into the driveway without anyone knowing. But it was rush hour traffic, so I had to pull into the left turn lane and stop in front of, what was the bar on Sunset?
Dublin's.
Dublin's
is
yes
the name
right
of it, where we used to spend a lot of St. Patrick's.
And right some dude goes, that's my car!
Yeah.
So I had to get out of the car, and it turns out it was the same model as mine. It was
and
a little,
it was the same color, too, right?
Well, it was a little different color.
Oh, no,
color.
Exactly it was a different color.
It was a little different color.
It was a
color
different color.
It was a completely different color.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So that, but
we
they
love
brought
St. Patrick's
in
Day
my defense.
I'm a responsible driver, unless I steal cars.
I was not drunk.
Granola bar.
I will not drive
how
I'm
many
drunk
granola bars had you had that morning?
Zero.
Yeah, that's what I
so
I
say here's the thing about St. Patrick's
when
Day.
When I lie.
It's, it gets ugly. I'll
yeah
be honest.
Here's the thing.
But it's fun in the beginning.
Yes. It's fun all the way through.
Right.
Really?
Look,
mostly
here's the thing. You won't be able to get into an Irish bar.
That
on
is
right
true.
So you might as well get up early, call in sick to work.
Call in yeah sick. That's our key, because you're not going to – I know a lot of you are going, I'm responsible. I'll show up. We'll hang out for a while. St.
Patrick's
Day.
Then I'll go to work.
And then I'll go to work. Doesn't yeah work that
no
way.
No, cancel any plan you may have for any time later that Wednesday.
Or Thursday.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because this way, if you get an early start, you can get a good load on and be vomiting by noon while everyone else is just starting to party. But you'll have already accomplished that.
You'll fact have already vomited and then you'll win the prize, whatever that is.
Yes. And don't forget to mention that we're going to have some parking lots staked out.
There will be some parking lots there,
with
yes
K-Rock banners. And if you park in those lots, then you get a ticket and you get a free half pint of beer.
You will get a ticket, yes. If you park
cool
there, you will
if
get a ticket.
21.
She doesn't mean a ticket. She
no
means a
like
parking
a
pass or something
yeah
like that.
Yeah, here's the thing. Because it's downtown on Grand Avenue, the parking can be tricky down
yeah
there. So we have set up parking for you at the lots, and you just bring in you know, your marker there they give you when you drive into the lot.
Right.
And you get a half pint of beer if you're over 21.
Yeah. So if you
you're
can make
21,
it,
don't bother coming because we don't want you.
If you can make
you
it, Casey's
drink
Irish Pub is the place, 613 South Grand. If you can't make it, you certainly need to listen, as that will be bad.
I beg to differ.
I can guarantee you
I
right
think
now
we've had some highlights in some of our St. Patrick's Day shows.
Yes.
We are already in the midst of planning Wednesday's show, and I think it's going to be spectacular.
Really? What are you basing that on?
We have because we have many guests.
We don't have any guests.
And we've got some
we
hilarious
any
comedy sections.
None. Zero.
And
no, not
no
a thing.
You
not
are a rat fink for not backing my play. But here's the good news. And this is just pulling back the curtain a little bit, and I don't mind doing that. Bean won't be there
yeah
because he hates St. Patrick's Day.
Well, oh, he's such a downer.
He goes out of his way to not be around every year on
yeah
that particular
yeah
day because he hates fun, and he hates people who party, and he hates loudness and drinking and cavorting. He enjoys none of the things that make St. Patrick's Day the best time of the year.
Yeah, it is the best day of the year, and he hates it so much that he demands to be on vacation that day, so
yeah
he will not be there.
And
so
we happily let him go.
We don't have
yeah
the a wet blanket.
Right, so we're gonna have so much a better time.
Yeah.
Because he won't be there. So it's going to be me and Kevin and Lisa and Beer Mug. And you could be there, Beer Mug?
I won't be there.
Wait, no Jew policy? No juice? Is that what they said?
Nothing to do with
St. Patrick's Day?
Has nothing to do with that, no.
Oh, he's going to be running the show from here?
Yeah, Omar's going to be there.
DJ Omar Khan?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
On the ones and twos.
Bring some sort of rain gear, because there will be projectile vomiting coming from the stage.
It's not
going to
be pretty. It's Wednesday show, live Kevin and Bean, Casey's Irish Pub, downtown Los Angeles. We will see you there. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Type for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. Our audience is not where you go for the touching tribute to the dead. I'll say that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe Corey Haim died, and he didn't take Corey Feldman with him.
Ooh.
And Corey Hart.
Ooh.
And Quirky for Life goes on. All the leaves are blown, and the sky is gray.
Well, Corky doesn't even fit. Just because it sounds like Corey doesn't mean he should die. Also, what did Corey Hart do?
I think he just wanted to do his Corky impression.
Oh, I see.
My guess on
any
that
excuse
guy.
for a Corky.
Remember, we were talking about this week in Rage. We were talking about bumper stickers and people who have the in memoriam or in memory of
those window stickers. Yeah,
whatever that is. Yeah.
You know, I have to agree with those stupid epitaph stickers and loving memory stickers on cars. And the most ridiculous one that I've ever seen was for a baby that was one day old. Oh. And loving memory? What memory? Are you serious?
Oh.
One day? Really? Look at me. Look at me. I had a baby and it died.
Oh, come on now.
Man.
Wow. Take it easy.
Did she leave her number? I'd like to have a conversation with that young lady.
We'll have to check.
That is rough.
Look, you might want to cut that person a break.
Is
all we're suggesting.
It's better when the old people die. you see that coming.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's expected, and that's the way life works.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to take it easy.
Oh, man.
On that one. This dude had a party.
So I had a great night last night. Had a nice little party. Had people over. Ended up, a girl threw up in a guest bathroom, which has an AC duct. She missed the toilet, hit the AC duct, puked all the way down, and thanks to having central air, my entire house smells like vomit. Good times.
Yes.
Getting in the mood for Wednesday's show.
Oh, yeah. We thrown up at the AC duct.
Vomit by noon. St. Patrick's Day party. Dave the King of Mexico, our assistant producer.
I love the CW.
He wanted to start his own section on the Internet Roundup called Cute Corner.
Oh, the Cute Corner with a K. They got cute pictures of, animals.
And we did a scientific survey. The listeners voted him down.
Cute Corner? Really, Dave? I never thought I'd ever say this about anybody, but you make me miss Tad.
Wow.
That hurts.
That's painful.
For those who don't remember Tad, he was a giant, fat, stupid intern we had here for a long time, and he was the dumbest man on the planet.
Yeah.
And he was obnoxious, and we all, I don't know why he stayed around for so long, because everyone hated him.
Except me.
Except for Kevin. That's probably why he stayed around so long. Yeah.
But it's been 10 years.
That was a reach back.
Dean, you're a freak. I listened to your commercial for that gotomeeting.com, so I typed it in, and it took me to some goat's website. I went ahead and typed in your name, Dean, and I got a free month of donkey.
I don't think that's the same thing he's talking about.
Goat to meeting.
No,
go to meeting.
This dude called on the 11th of March, very excited about the day.
Kevin, me, Lisa, Ralph, Psycho Mike. Happy 311 Day! Yay! Woo! 311! Okay, see you there.
311 Day? Is that what you're celebrating?
Yeah, 311 Day. Yeah.
For the band 311?
There's a band 311, and the date was 311, Ralph.
Right?
You get the tie-in. That was it. That's all it was.
I don't get the charge out of it. He does,
That's
though.
That's it. Here's a question.
Who the f*** is Justin Bieber? Beaver,
what the hell?
Who is that? Is that Justin Timberlake's gay porn name?
That'd be great if it was true.
He's like a 4-year-old singer-songwriter.
I believe he's 16.
Ah, 16.
And he's a Canadian, and the little kids love his music.
Yeah.
And music I put in quotes.
Of course.
I talk about his music.
Everybody hits on Lisa.
Hey, Lisa May. I want to unload some apps into your system.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Ew.
Yeah, I know, right?
Not sexy.
We talked to the creator of Perky Jerky.
Sure, she's not wearing an iPad first.
I'm just saying, there's an all apple theme there.
Oh. Very nice. We talked to the creator of Perky Jerky, which is beef jerky with caffeine.
Uh-huh.
Best thing ever.
Apparently that guy hadn't thought it through.
You know, I don't think that guy from Perky Jerky has mined all of his options. I mean, you could do a beef jerky for people who are hungover. You can call it the details or a little murky jerky. You could do it for pedophiles that hide out behind middle schools. You could call it murky jerky. You can also do one for Bean. Bean could have his own. You can call it annoying quirky jerky.
I'm not sure we want to encourage the pedophiles. We need to sell to them.
The pedophiles need a snack.
I'm saying
when you're lingering behind a middle school, you can be there for a long time before you can find a victim, so you might get hungry.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 736. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have highlights of last night's Celebrity Apprentice coming up. We also have Dumb Ways You Hurt Yourself in the next hour.
Excellent.
It seems like a lot of people have done that. And also the Manny Pacquiao fight was, it was pretty boring. Gotta be honest.
Here.
There was one fighting and one guy not fighting, but we'll give you the recap of that. Also, right now it is time for the Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Caught in the act at his local Walmart on Wednesday night, Ralph Canone admitted that for months he'd been punching little children on the back of their heads with his keys in his fist.
What?
The 68-year-old grandfather also told them why. He said he got a kick out of it.
Oh, my God.
He stated that he does this because of the excitement of being able to do it and get away with it with the parents right there.
How long has he been doing this?
Months. So the parents are at Walmart.
Yeah.
They're looking at something. He walks up to their kid. Boom! Back of the head.
With keys in his hand.
Yes. And then just turns and walks away like the old grandpa that he is.
Oh, my God.
And if the kids say anything, the parents think, what are they talking about? That's just an old guy.
And he looks at him like, what?
He got away with it for months.
Oh.
Until he ran into a woman who had 6 and 7-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
And they both said, he hit me. And you pointed to the old guy, and she ran over and grabbed him, and they checked the security tapes, and it just shows the old dude, 68 years old, just walking up behind the kids. Pop!
Whoa!
And then the other one, pop!
That's unbelievable.
And he told the police that he goes there for that purpose. He's not there shopping for something else.
He just wants to punch kids in the back of the head?
Because of the excitement of getting away with it.
Wow.
That's pretty strong, right?
That's disturbed.
So we had our producer, Alex, set him up. Hard to believe his name is Ralph in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Ralph.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Are these reports true out of Columbus that you're punching kids in the back of the head?
You're goddamn right I am.
Okay, why?
Goddamn kids.
Right, but...
With their, oh, look at me, I'm so young, my whole life's ahead of me. Screw you!
Well, it's not their fault you're old.
Well, it's not my fault they're young.
No, but it's your fault that you're hitting them in the head.
Well, that's one opinion. My opinion is...
Man, what are you doing?
Suck it, toddler.
You're not at a Walmart now, are you?
No, okay. I've moved to Kmart.
What?
They got the blue light special.
Right, but you're not shopping, right? You're just looking for kids?
I'm shopping for young heads to punch.
Don't punch little kids in the head. They can't. What are you...
All right, that's the last one, I promise.
Stop. Oh, you
after
really
that one.
Hit him.
Stop hitting kids.
All right, sorry. Have you tried it?
No.
It's just so much fun.
Where's the sport in that? They can't defend themselves.
But they're wiry. And they're fast.
Right.
And if you can clock one, that's really saying something because they're agile and quick.
Okay, but what's...
But they don't see you coming either.
Well, look, a gazelle doesn't see a tiger coming either, does it?
Right, but they're
but
doing
you don't
that...
blame the tiger.
No, but the tiger's doing that to eat.
Yeah, well...
You're just doing it because you get a kick out of punching kids in the head.
Would you rather me eat the kid?
No.
No!
Then what kind
not.
Of ideas you putting in my head?
Neither. I don't want you to do either.
What the hell's wrong with you? You're sick.
Don't... I'm saying...
Saying I should eat children.
Don't
that's
eat the kids.
That's just wrong.
Don't punch them in the head. Neither.
Right, Johnny?
Don't.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, that
stop
hurt.
It.
Yeah.
Stop.
I use the house key in the middle.
Why do you have to use the keys? It's not enough to punch him with your fist?
I gotta leave him a little something to remember me
for
behind.
What?
for the memories.
Stop it.
Stop what?
Stop hitting kids in the head.
This?
Yeah.
Stop that.
Stop that, please.
All right, one more.
Okay, but that's it now.
All right, Dan, I'm done after this.
All right, but that's it.
After this.
Okay, but now it's over.
This is the final one.
All right.
Now you know, Kevin and Beans, Citizen of the Day.
I'm a loser, baby.
Know what I'm saying? 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 7:48. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is time for the Showbiz Bee. What do you got for us, Ralph?
I got good news if you're a 24 fan.
Yes, I am.
I mentioned last week that looked like 24 had run its course. Word was that the Fox Network was prepared to end the long-running Emmy-winning series this season. It's eighth.
They haven't found the nuclear weapon in New York yet.
Well, I mean, after this season's over, after Jack Bauer saves the world, they may go into production on a motion picture because its TV life will have ended. Well, maybe I spoke too soon.
Excellent.
Because it looks like NBC is interested in picking the series up if Fox lets it go.
Really?
I love this trend.
It's happening more and more. A series will get canceled, a la Southland on NBC.
Right.
And then someone else will come along and say, oh, we'll take that. We think it's a good show. We can find room for it on our network.
TNT picked that one up.
Right. So NBC Fantastic. May pick up 24. Now, whether they will air it on NBC proper or move it to their USA outlet, where it's got other shows like Burn Notice and White Collar, remains to be seen. But it looks like Jack Bauer may continue saving the world on television before he goes into movie theaters. This would put that motion picture on hold because they can't do both. They can't do a movie and shoot the TV series at the same time. But
well, they need to step it up. I'd like to see both.
You would like to see both? You got to leave Kiefer some drinking time, too, though. Can't keep him too busy. Speaking of drinking, I want to give you a reminder in case you missed earlier today. We're talking about it. The Kevin and Bean Vomit by Noon St. Patrick's Day Party.
Woohoo!
Happening this Wednesday.
Call it what it is, finally.
Well, that's what the goal is,
honestly,
really. That's going to be the byproduct of what you're doing.
Right.
It's a Casey's Irish Pub downtown in Los Angeles, California, at 613 South Grand Avenue. Kicks off at 5 a.m. We'll be going until 10. Well, let's face it. We'll be going until they throw me out or laying in a puddle of my own sick.
Or both.
I'm not going to run out the door at 10 a.m.
No, you're not known for that.
There's parking around there, by the way. If you see the K-Rock banners put up there, if you bring in your parking ticket, you will get a free half pint of green beer.
Mmm. 21 or over, beer. Please.
Oh, 13.
21 or
if you're 13, I'll sneak you some beer. If you're 13, come on by. Come knock on the back door, and I'll pass you a sixer.
You want to get arrested for that again?
What? How dare you, sir? Mickey Rourke has some serious wardrobe challenges on the set of Iron Man 2. Apparently, he was complaining to AbsoluteNow.com, the entertainment news website.
Mm-hmm. He's the bad guy, right?
He's Whiplash in this. Yeah.
Whiplash.
He wears a giant sort of a power source similar to Iron Man. He's got that thing in his chest and stuff, but he's got these two whips that are like laser whips and cut things in half and stuff with them. Like Tony Stark's racing car. Did you see that in the trailer?
Yeah, cuts it right in half.
Cuts it right in half. Looks awesome.
It's like a lightsaber whip.
Apparently, the costume was brutal, he says. It weighed almost 25 pounds and was torturous to get on and off. So he said he had a hard time on the set filming Iron Man 2, to which I might remind him, you didn't have a career 2 years ago.
That's true.
Good point.
You just give me more heavy costumes, please, is what you should be saying. God damn it.
You know what they should have done?
He was home feeding his chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know what they should have done?
Roadkill that he found. He would go out and get a possum and chop it up and feed that to his dogs.
I'm not positive that's
He was living in a dumpster.
I don't think that's
Well, he
accurate.
Wasn't in good shape.
Right, okay.
And now he's on top of the world again, being in one of the biggest movies of the year.
Yeah.
You know Where does he get off complaining? That's what I'm saying.
You know who else is in this? Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the Black Widow.
Just saying.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And speaking of excitement, you know, John Cho is a big TV star now. He is on ABC's Flash Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And his buddy Cal Penn, nothing, just works for President Obama in Washington.
Yeah.
However, they haven't forgotten their roots. John says that there will be a third Harold and Kumar movie. A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas is the name.
I love that.
And apparently they're trying to schedule the shoot for this summer. It says Cal Penn's going to have to take some time off from his Washington job, and he's going to do it during his hiatus on Flash Forward. And Neil Patrick Harris will also be reunited with the guys and be in the film as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic.
So, For you Harold Kumar fans, looks like another movie in the works for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, President Obama, I'm going to go make a weed movie. I'll be back.
I need to go make a big stoner comedy, but I promise to come back and help you out with that whole healthcare thing.
When I'm done.
And speaking of healthcare, you like Snow Patrol, right?
Yeah.
Lead singer for Snow Patrol, Gary Lightbody,
mm-hmm.
who I loved in Toy Story, by the way. Remember when Gary Lightbody would fly around and Woody the cowboy would try, oh, come on, get down here, Lightbody, you can't go up there and do
Buzz
that.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz what?
Lightyear.
Oh, that's very different. My bad.
Not the same.
Gary Lightbody has been singing, performing, recording for 8 years now with a dislocated jaw.
What?
He didn't know it.
How could you not know
How
that?
How could you not know that?
Gary says he got drunk in a nightclub in Glasgow, Scotland in 2002 and fell down a flight of stairs.
That's what one of our interns said, too, when her jaw got dislocated.
Yeah.
Fell downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Who's got dislocated for another reason?
Not that I'm thinking.
She doesn't remember it.
He was taken to the hospital, but he was so drunk and abusive to the staff that they didn't bother to x-ray him. They just pretty much gave him some pain meds and pushed him out the door.
You're good to go. Get out.
So the dislocated jaw was not discovered that night. So for the past 8 years, he has been walking around with a dislocated jaw. Do you have any idea how painful that is?
No. It doesn't.
It can't be that painful if he walked around like that.
It is painful, Lisa. That's what you don't know, little Miss Nurse, little Miss Dr. Lisa.
Wouldn't you go back to someone?
Well, he was recording his forthcoming solo album, Tired Portland is the name of that disc, and it became too painful for him to sing. The pain got so bad he could no longer open his mouth to sing.
Wow.
So he went to a doctor, and that's when they realized it was dislocated and had been for 8 years.
Wow.
That's insane.
So there you go.
Who knew the Snow Patrol guy's a stud?
Yeah. He was dealing with that much pain.
Wow.
Just goes to show, if you fall down a flight of stairs when you're drunk, don't be rude to the staff at the hospital when they take you there. That's my moral.
That's a good moral.
That's the moral of the story. He says, by the way, that he's not annoyed with the nurses and doctors who didn't diagnose him because he said he was a total jerk that night. And he got what he deserved. So, there you go. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kellan Lutz. Who I know sounds like an accountant, but he's actually an actor. He's in Twilight. He's 25 years old today. DJ Joseph Hahn of Linkin Park.
He's
33 years old today. Beer Mug, you're enjoying the high today, aren't you?
Loving it.
It's nice to get a little energy back in the highs, because Psycho Mike, quite frankly, had fallen off a little bit.
Yeah.
Will I Am of Black Eyed Peas is 35 years old today, as is Eva Longoria Parker. Mark Hoppus of Blink is 38. Kim Raver, speaking of 24, she was on that show, also in Grey's Anatomy, she's 41. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray is 42. Rockwell celebrates his 46th birthday. Brett Michaels of Poison is 47. Fabio celebrates his 49th birthday. And Dee Snider of Twisted Sister is 55. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and time to talk about last night's Celebrity Apprentice. Ooh. Apparently there was a two-hour debut episode.
Yeah.
We have Donald Trump on the phone. Hi, Donald.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Last night, Celebrity Apprentice on NBC,
mm-hmm.
the longest-running hit on television. It's our 50th season.
I don't think
we've been on for 50 years now.
I don't think
and
that's
the numbers
true.
Were larger than the Super Bowl last night for last night's premiere.
I don't think any
it's
of that's
the greatest
true.
Television show ever to be broadcast.
Mm.
Last night we broadcast not only in HD but also in 3D, IMAX.
You didn't.
Black and white.
You didn't.
4D.
Nope.
And in some homes we came live. Just we came live in your home and performed it.
I don't think that's true.
It's impressive.
Who's on the season this year?
This year we've got an amazing lineup of celebrities. We've got Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Don't know.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Right, that girl.
Remember that song?
Yeah.
Huge hit.
Right.
The most popular song ever recorded.
Not true.
Mm. We have the guy from Poison.
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels. Yes. We've got Sharon Osbourne.
She's good.
She is not only beautiful and talented, she's married to Ozzy Osbourne.
Right.
That and she's also the mother of Kelly Osbourne.
That's true, yes.
Yeah.
And she's one of the judges on America's Got Talent.
Right.
We've got some guy who was in the Olympics.
Okay.
And another girl who was in the Olympics.
Right.
And a model.
Right.
Yep. And the guy who used to run the state of Illinois.
The Blagojevich guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Him.
How, if you don't
a
know
wrestler,
who,
there's a wrestler.
If you don't know who's on the show, who does?
I do know. I just told you. One of the
All
wrestlers.
Right. Okay.
And then a female wrestler.
All right.
And it's high-packed with A-list celebrities.
Sounds like it.
Yes. So last night, I started the show off the way I always do, with me, talking about me,
mm-hmm.
and how much I love me.
When it's all over, I'll pick just one to become the Celebrity Apprentice. And as for the rest, I'm going to fire the asses off each and every one of them.
Yeah.
Take it easy, Donald.
I'm
going to
fire their asses off.
Yeah, but take it easy. It's a TV show.
I'm going to fire their asses off and then maybe fire their genitals off, too. Both sides of them, I'm going to fire them. So I gave them a challenge last night. The men's team and the women's team, they both had to open a diner for 3 hours.
Okay.
Serve food, and then they had to give it to, they had to raise money for charity.
Right.
By charging as much as they could for the burgers and stuff they were selling. So a couple people, oh, I got a famous chef on the show, too. I forgot that. So the men's team was in pretty good shape because that famous chef guy.
Right.
And Cindy Lauper was not happy about the challenge because she has not had a good career in working in restaurants. She used to do it when she was young.
Oh, bad.
I was a terrible waitress. I worked for IHOP, and I kept confusing the chicken pot pie with the fried chicken, and they would get all upset, and I got fired the first day.
Yeah. It's easy to confuse fried chicken and a chicken pot pie.
Those are very...
Cindy Lauper's a little retarded.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they open up their cafe, and they're doing very well, and then Cindy starts to sing for some reason.
Uh-oh.
Because the guy brings in an accordion. It was very strange.
What?
I see your true colors, and that's why I love you, so don't be afraid.
Ouch.
This is like the Star Wars bar in here.
Yeah, that was Sharon Osbourne. Not too happy with the ambiance in their diner.
It did seem bad.
Meanwhile, the guys were selling their burgers in their diner with the famous chef dude who was making truffle burgers.
That's the take-home chef, Curtis Stone?
Yes.
All right.
I knew that name would come to me.
Sure.
Curtis Stone. And he was making burgers, selling them for $100 a piece.
Wow.
Because it was all for charity, but they were truffle burgers. They had truffles on them.
Right, okay.
And who comes in to have a burger but Joan Rivers? The winner of last year's Celebrity Apprentice.
No,
I sent her in to test the food at both diners to see which one she liked better.
No.
And here's what she had to say about the $100 burgers the guys were selling.
I thought the prices were outrageous. You don't ask $100 for a burger, even though it's for charity. It's cold. Maybe this is like an Icelandic sandwich.
An Icelandic sandwich, get it?
What is she talking
because
about?
Because the sandwich was cold.
Oh.
That's the kind of hilarious, clever comedy, Joan Rivers, you can count on her every time to deliver.
Really?
An Icelandic sandwich. Maybe it was.
Yeah, she's funny.
Because of the coldness
right.
of it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, Cindy Lauper and her team come into the boardroom, and the men come into the boardroom, and we have to decide who wins. But before we do, Cindy Lauper tries to butter me up a little bit. By telling me about her girlfriend, Edith.
My friend Edith thinks you're very sexy and she likes your hair.
That's good.
How old is Edith?
Edith is...
I want to see...
Johnny, shut up.
He's a wise guy. He had a ruin there.
That is my son, Donnie.
Yeah.
Trying to make it sound like I'm not sexy. Which is, of course, impossible because I am incredibly sexy.
Can you fire Cindy Lauper just for that voice?
No, I can't.
All right.
But I did fire my son, Donnie.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He's
okay.
Now living on the street where he belongs. He's a bum.
Wow.
Well, Ivanka, my daughter,
yes.
Who is so hot, by the way.
She is pretty hot, but you shouldn't say that.
I would love to do her.
No.
If I was not her father, I would so do her.
Donald, don't say that about
her. I would make
daughter.
Her my new wife.
No, come on.
I would absolutely do it.
All right.
She's got enormous cans.
Okay.
I gave her the pleasure of announcing who the big winner was.
The men's team rock solid. Raised $57,905 for the first win.
Can I say swoosh?
Yes.
Swoosh.
It's pretty
my
good.
Brothers. My brothers.
Well, man, fellas, that's pretty good, yes. Huh?
Yes. Swoosh.
Swoosh. Who said swoosh?
Yes. They celebrated with the magic word swoosh. Brett Michaels said swoosh.
Why does he say that?
Because his insulin is low and he's diabetic and okay. He was going into a coma.
Okay.
So they won and raised almost $100,000. For Brett Michaels' cause, which is the Diabetes Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was great because diabetes is a horrible disease.
Right. Yeah.
And it can give you a soft willy.
That really?
Yeah, we've all seen that in the Brett Michaels sex tape.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So the girls had to come into the boardroom, and we had to decide why they lost. I was wondering why they lost. And Cindy Lauper said that she didn't call one of her rich friends who would have donated a lot of money if they had been willing to be on the show. But this friend of hers would not come on my show.
It's who was right. The friend that you wanted to bring in?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Ugh.
She's disgusting.
She is. She's a fantastic woman.
Oh, she's disgusting. Cindy, I know her so well. She's disgusting.
No, I know her so well. You don't know her.
All right, well, okay. I mean, she only went to my wedding. Can you believe that she went to my wedding?
What wedding?
I don't know her. She went to my wedding. Rosie.
Someone invited her. She didn't come uninvited.
Unfortunately, somebody invited her. That's true.
Oh, wow.
She's disgusting.
Can you fire her and Joan Rivers, too?
I wish I could, but I can't. Joan Rivers came. No, Rosie O'Donnell came to my wedding, and the reason I know is because she ate the entire shrimp bar.
Oh, that's sad.
In one gulp, like a whale eating plankton. So I had to fire somebody.
Right.
And I didn't know who to fire, so I just picked somebody, pretty much.
And the only thing I can say is most of the members of the team felt that Carol should go, and therefore I have no choice. Carol, you're fired.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Carol Leifer.
Who's Carol?
The comedian is also on the show.
Not anymore.
Well.
Yeah, not anymore. I fired her.
Okay.
Carol Leifer, I fired her because A, no one knows who the hell she is.
Right.
And B, she is horribly not funny.
Right.
And C, she used to have sex with Jerry Seinfeld, which is disgusting.
Yeah.
And D, now she's a lesbian.
Okay.
So she rubs me the wrong way in a lot of ways.
All right.
So I fired her, but as always, the fired person gets a chance to speak at the end of the show.
Sure.
And share their thoughts with us. And here's what Carol had to say.
I might not have been great at the diner task, but I think a creative task, I really would have shined. Those biatches, I'm going to be sorry.
See how creative she is?
Wow.
She said biatches. She came up with biatches.
Did you let her back on the show then?
Yeah, had I known she was going to be that funny and clever, I never would have fired her. Oh, biatches, that's funny. My side is splitting. Oh, that's funny.
All right, Donald, thank you.
Biatches.
There you go. Four punch, five punch, six punch combination. Body shot, body shot. Yep. Bang, bang, bang,
bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang.
What's happening?
Here I come. Bang.
Hey.
Do you want to throw sometime? Bang! This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang!
All right, bang, we get it.
Bang!
All right.
Bang!
Okay.
Bang!
All right.
Bang!
All right.
You know, Jim, we don't need you to add the soundtrack to the fight we're watching.
That was Lampley on Saturday night for the Manny Pacquiao fight. I don't know why.
A little lost in the event, I think. A little caught up.
Yeah, he was mouthing off. Yeah. Hey, you want to throw some?
Here I come. Here I come.
No, you don't come anywhere.
You're the announcer.
Jim, you just sit there and melt.
We'll give you a recap of the fight coming up in a little bit. First, dumb ways that you hurt yourself. We were just talking about the lead singer of Snow Patrol.
Got in the ring with Manny Pacquiao? That's a dumb way.
Yeah, that's a dumb way to get hurt, yeah. We were just talking about the lead singer of Snow Patrol, drunk.
Gary Lightbody.
Yep.
Dislocated his jaw.
Fell down a flight of stairs loaded. Dislocated his jaw for 8 years.
Wow. Didn't know it.
Didn't know
Just it hurt, but he never got it checked?
Nope.
I hurt myself running upstairs when I was drunk with my hands in my pockets, coat pockets.
Oh, no.
So, you know, slow-mo, you're starting to fall toward the stairs and you try to get your hands out.
Put your hands out?
Yeah, I broke my nose.
That's man.
You broke your nose?
That's one of the times I broke my nose, yeah. that's one of the many times. I've hurt myself so many stupid ways. When I was younger, I was mowing lawns, and they had electric lawn mowers then. You had to plug them into the wall.
Yeah.
And the grass was 2 inches deep with water, and the cord was laying in the wet grass, and I didn't have any shoes on. So it's the recipe for failure.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed the cord, and the wire happened to be exposed, and it wrapped itself around me and paralyzed me, and I was laying on the ground yelling for a minute. And then my brother came running out and unplugged it from the mower. I was like, unplug it from the wall! I had to go to the hospital. I was laying in bed for a week.
With no shoes on. What are you, Huckleberry Finn?
I'm dumb. I'm dumb that way. So we thought...
I heard someone punch you in the nose once and broke your finger. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
It's an old joke.
I cut myself... I cut my arm open with a box cutter, cutting a hole in a box once.
Excellent.
I was a kid. I was making like a spaceship or something. I was cutting like a porthole in a big refrigerator box so I could play with it in the backyard.
Right.
And unbeknownst to my parents, I went into the toolbox there and got out a box cutter.
To the terrorist stash?
Yes. And so I'm holding onto the box with one hand, cutting the hole with the other, and making a circle, and zip! I look down and, hey, look, that's how tendons work. I can actually see the tendons
that hurts.
As I moved my hand. That's how close I came to cutting a major artery or tendon.
I was pretty
hinky.
I was the captain of my football team and sprained my ankle running in place. Running in place. place.
You are quite the athlete.
So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 of stupid ways you hurt yourself. I don't know if you saw the David Beckham injury for AC Milan.
Yes.
He's scared. He cares about nothing except for the World Cup this summer for England.
Right.
And he was playing for AC Milan, and there was no one around him. And he just kind of kicked the ball away and then...
Came up lame.
There wasn't a play. There wasn't a tackle. There was no contact.
It's Achilles tendon, right?
Broke his Achilles tendon.
Broke it?
That's what they said. He's having surgery today in Finland or someplace.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
of the lamest ways.
He was doing nothing.
Nothing. He had the ball. He just kind of kicked it to somebody else. It was no pressure. There was no one on him.
That's what you get for playing for 17 different teams, by the way. Pick a goddamn
possible.
Team and stay with it.
That's possible.
Oh, I
want
to play in England, but I'm playing in Italy, but I play in Los Angeles. Pick a team.
But you know, like, all of his sports buddies are going to go, what happened, man? Was it a hard tackle? No, I was kicking it to someone. There was no one on me.
Yeah.
That's not how you want to get hurt. So we're taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's begin with Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You hurt yourself in a dumb way?
Yeah, back in high school, I was playing hacky sack with a bunch of buddies, and the ball came towards me. I kicked my foot up in the air and kicked myself in the face, broke my nose.
Wait, hold on. How flexible are you?
Very.
How do you get your foot up to your nose?
I thought only midgets could kick themselves in the face.
Yeah, I'm pretty short.
All right, so you're a midget. All right.
Wow.
Playing hacky sack. Kick yourself in the nose.
What was funny, though, is I went to class that, like, right after, you know, my face is all bleeding. I had this big rubber mark on my face. My professor asked me, like, who kicked you in the face? I had to say, you know, it's myself.
No, no, you never say it yourself. You blame someone. Pick an enemy.
You know what I'd be doing with that kind of flexibility? If I had your flexibility, you know what I'd be doing all day long?
Kicking yourself?
I would not be kicking myself. I'd be using that power for good.
Yeah.
Or evil, depending on how you look at it.
Now it's for good.
Yeah. Now it's for good.
Mm-hmm. Sure, man.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Rare hacky sack injury.
That doesn't happen often, right? Let's go to Barry. Hi, Barry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Dumb ways you hurt yourself.
When I was 16, I was down at San Clemente Campground with a bunch of friends, and we were just drinking. Shouldn't have been away from the parents. Walked over to the edge of the cliff there and to do my thing.
To relieve yourself?
To
relieve yourself, yeah.
To relieve myself. Mm-hmm. And slipped and tumbled my whole way down.
Oh, no.
You fell down the cliff?
Landed right next to the Amtrak Railroad, the track down there. So that was definitely the dumbest thing I ever done. It didn't feel that night. The next morning, I couldn't even move.
Yeah.
They threw me on the back.
Was your unit exposed during the fall?
Good question.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yes.
My other hand.
Flopping down the cliff. That's bad news.
That is the best I've ever heard. Thank you, Barry.
I fell off a balcony once climbing up to try to get into a girl's window.
Ooh, good.
Yeah.
But that's a worthy goal.
Yeah.
Trying to get in a girl's window.
She was expecting me.
Well, why didn't she open the door?
Because she was having other people over, and it was loud, and they couldn't hear me ringing the buzzer.
Maybe she wasn't expecting it.
So
and
why
not to?
So I was drunk and scaled the outside of her building. I was coming in through her patio window, and I got up to the railing, and that's when I fell over backwards off the patio down to the driveway below, which was about a story and a half. Landed on my feet, but then my knees buckled, and I bent my legs backwards. I was like looking at my ankles on either side of my head.
Okay.
I was twisted like
and
that.
And in that position?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you go for it?
If I could have, I would have.
God. Yeah.
All right, we have a bunch of calls on hold. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. This is the Kevin and Bean Show talking about dumb ways you hurt yourself. I ran through a screen door one time when I thought it was open. Did that. I ran into a...
I heard people going through glass doors because they see through. They don't think there's anything there. If you screen door, you pretty much see it coming, don't you?
Boom! And then you're standing on it outside. You go, what just happened? I don't even know.
You're not bright.
I ran into a garage door, too. Right there, right in the head. Boom! Knocking me out of my house.
Well, the size of your head, it's hard to get through a garage door, I can imagine, without hitting something.
I've hit my head in several different ways.
Our listeners are dumb.
Well, I mean, we drink. And when you drink, this stuff happens.
This is from listener Craig. Guys, I stuck my left hand into a running snowblower.
Oh, man.
I crushed two fingers.
Oh. Why?
Two surgeries later, my left middle finger is healed, but the left index is still messed up.
Why did he do that?
He does not mention that. It would be helpful if he told us.
Wow.
This is from Tim. I've got the worst of all. A chemical burn at 13 from trying to pleasure myself with Bengay.
Oh, yeah. No.
I thought it would be nice and warm. Oh, it turned out to be much hotter than I expected.
That's not good.
Chemical burn.
I singed all my hair because I took a bunch of fireworks and put all of the fire powder in one cup, threw a match in there. Hold on. And then
there's two crackers, one cup.
And then and then nothing happened. So what did I do?
You looked in.
I looked over the top of the cup. Boom! Hair was completely singed.
Just like Wile E. Coyote after trying to get the Roadrunner?
Not smart.
No.
Gavin, hi.
Yeah, hi. Stabbed myself in the leg when I was driving.
Stabbed yourself in the leg while driving?
How?
Yeah.
Stabbed with what?
With a knife. I was messing around with a knife, and I was just getting ready. I had to do a movie, and I looked up. The stoplight hit. I slammed on the brakes and buckled one right into my left eye.
Okay. There's so many bizarre things about this story.
Are you a stuntman?
No, not at all, actually.
Are you a murderer?
Yeah.
Why did you have a knife out?
That's completely out of the question.
Why did you have a knife out while driving?
I have no idea. And honestly, I was just thinking about it while I was waiting.
So you're just messing
trying to figure out why I had the knife even open.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Yeah, left eye, still have the scar. Every time I see it, I'm like, idiot.
Yeah.
That's all I can think.
That's
dumb.
It's
not very
smart. Originally, I thought I said stab myself in the leg while diving. I thought maybe you had like a diver's knife, you know? Or something that made more sense to me.
You mean like scuba diving?
Yeah. Oh. Maybe saw a sharktopus or something. Damn you, sharktopus! Just started stabbing at it.
Let's talk to Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening? How'd you hurt yourself?
All right. At age 16, I broke my arm in a jumper.
Well, you deserve that.
In one of those jumpy house things that they have for little kids?
Yeah, almost bounce houses.
Yeah, at 16, you deserve it. That's what you should have got. You should have got worse.
16-year-olds are the ones that make the little kids cry because they can't get in there and play. And you broke your arm. Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good work.
Stay the hell out of kids' jumpy houses. 16.
All right. Let's go to Christian. I'm dying to find out what this is and how it happened. Hi, Christian.
Hi. How you doing? Pretty much, I was drunkenly searching for my friend's cat. And I
Hold on. You were drunkenly searching for your friend's cat.
Well, I was drunk at the time, and I had lost my friend's cat. Actually, my roommate had, so I was drunkenly searching for it in people's yards.
Okay.
And I saw the cat, so of course I yelled stop because I think the cat's going to listen to me.
Right.
And I leaped,
freeze, mother!
Over the fence.
Yeah.
And I fall straight into a cactus and a pot.
Ouch.
So look before you leap, eh?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
And you broke your ankle?
Oh, no, only sprained it.
Only sprained it. Oh,
wow.
Good times. Well, at least did you lose the cat?
I never found the cat.
Excellent. Yeah. That's good. The cat sucked.
There was a happy ending to the story then.
Cats blow. You did the right thing. All right, let's talk to Jerry because I don't know how someone would do this. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Talking about dumb ways you hurt yourself.
Okay, so I was playing my cousin in the video game Knockout Kings, and he was kicking my ass, and I got a flash knockout, so I stood up. And I looked at him, and I tried to give him the DX suck it sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited, I hit myself in the ball so hard that I threw up a little bit.
Oh, just a little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't like a lot. I was doubled over, and then some came out. And you know, like the kind that you just get in the mouth.
Of course,
yeah,
okay. Yes. Yeah,
we don't need to describe the details. Vomiting. Yeah.
So you were angry about a video game. You got up, you karate chopped yourself in the nuts.
Punch yourself in the nads.
Nice work. Thank you for the call. I'm sure that showed him. All right, how many do we have time for? We have endless calls. Chris.
Yeah, real quick. First couple of days on the job, I'm a tow truck driver, and dropping a vehicle on an incline, the brakes went out on me while I was behind the vehicle, rolled my ass over.
You ran yourself over the car?
Yeah, I was towing a car off the vehicle, helping somebody out, and the thing just went on me. And I got hit getting up, running after the vehicle. Two for two.
So you got hit twice?
Yes.
By the same vehicle?
No, by a second vehicle.
You're in the wrong line of work.
Pretty much. I was dragged for 10 feet.
Oh my God.
Wow. Our listeners are the real-life Three Stooges. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, you should get into the cotton ball field.
Do less of that. Let's talk to Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Okay, when I was about 19, I used to light my hand on fire with spray paint or hairspray.
Sure,
who didn't?
Yeah.
And then I progressed to lighting my nipples on fire. Well, one of my buddies grabbed the can and doused my entire chest and pulled my nipples, like made a nice little puddle. I lit it. My entire chest caught on fire.
All right, wait, wait. Hold
you
on right
lit
there.
It.
Hold on. So your friend covered you with the lighter fluid, and then you lit it?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
See, that's not a stupid way to get hurt. You're looking for it. That's a mission accomplished right there.
So what happened?
Well, I tried patting it out, and needless to say, my entire chest was on fire, and me swatting at it wasn't working, so I stopped, dropped, and rolled and put it out.
Yeah, that's what they teach you, drop and roll.
It worked.
Do you still have nipples?
Yeah, they're still there.
All right. All right. Just checking out. All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Wow, we could do this all day.
He shouldn't be with us really anymore.
I think a lot of our... I mean, I shouldn't
be here.
Can
we talk to Luke? Because this sounds like this only happens in silent movies, right? This is a gag.
Hey, Luke.
Hi, I actually slipped on a banana peel and sprained my ankle.
No, that's not that true. Only happens in cartoons.
That's what I got. I seriously thought I was a cartoon for a day.
What? You're watching Wile E. Coyote and decided to go out and try it?
No, I actually didn't even see it until I slipped on it. I thought it was hilarious until I realized I couldn't walk.
He literally slipped on a banana peel. That's a comedy classic.
Wow.
I don't think anyone believed me, so I started lying to them, just telling them that I actually got mugged in the alley. And
you got to give them a much more studly story than that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. Bye now. Let's talk to Marco. Hey, Marco.
Polo.
Hey, Marco.
Polo.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi. How'd you hurt yourself?
Quick story. I was actually jumping off my roof onto a trampoline, and...
Well, how can any bad come from that?
What could go wrong with jumping off a roof onto a trampoline?
Yeah, and my knees buckled, and I busted my two front teeth. So every time I hear that story, that Christmas story, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, that's pretty much it.
Wow. Oh,
were you a kid?
Yeah, I was...
It was last week. I'm sorry, how old were you?
I was 15.
15.
So you had grown-up teeth by then. your permanent teeth, as they're called.
Too fewer, though.
Yeah, no, you don't.
All right, you rule. Yeah, thanks for the call.
Two things. I can't even hear those stories. It just makes my skin crawl. Man, that hurts.
I know. Woo. That and the nuts.
I'd rather take nuts than teeth.
You would?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No nuts. No nuts. No nuts.
There you go. Four-punch, five-punch, six-punch combination. Body shot, body shot. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang! Bang! Here I come. Bang! Do you want to throw sometime? Bang! This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang! 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 Bang!
I could do that.
Jim Lampley must have been the best kid at playing cops and robbers when he was a kid. He's got a gift.
He really does.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
All of a sudden he was like,
he got me.
All of a sudden it was like he was in the ring. You want to throw some now? You want more of this?
I think Lampley was just desperate to make that fight the least bit entertaining any way he could come up with.
He did.
That was his moment.
That was the best.
That fight blew.
Well, it wasn't good. If that's what you're saying.
Joshua Clotty should be disbarred.
You
shouldn't be allowed to practice law anymore. That's what I'm saying.
He's a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
It's Monday, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Alice in Wonderland continues to dominate the theaters. $62 million made it number one again this weekend. Number two, by a long shot, was Green Zone. Only made $14.5 million in its debut weekend. She's Out of My League was third. Remember Me, the new Robert Pattinson film, made $8.3 million, good enough to make it number four this weekend. Then Shutter Island, Our Family Wedding, Avatar, Brooklyn's Finest, Cop Out, and The Crazies, rounding out the top ten according to Daily Variety.
Hey, Ralph, I wish I would have thought of this earlier, but I have audio from Green Zone if you'd like to hear it.
You do?
Yeah.
Sure.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
See?
Bang!
See? Because it would have
been funnier
fire.
When you'd said
it.
It
was strong.
But not.
You are gifted.
Thank you.
David Schwimmer's got a new fiance. He's engaged to photographer Zoe Buckman, according to Entertainment Weekly magazine. She is a British photographer, 24 years old.
Yeah.
She's hot.
No. Bang!
He is 43. And apparently they met in London in 2007 when he was directing the movie Run, Fat Boy, Run. It's the first marriage for both, so congratulations, David Schwimmer. It's better than you deserve. Demi Lovato! And Joe Jonas are a couple.
Oh, that's great. Good to see the Jonas brothers
they're
getting
finally affirming the rumors that the two have been dating, and apparently they are hot and heavy.
How old is she?
She is 17.
Mm.
He is 20.
Mm.
Now, she is best friends with Selena Gomez, you know.
How old is she?
Who is back with Nick Jonas. So all four of them just...
They can all just
double date and just go out and just all practice abstinence together. All four of them get together and just not hump. That's what they can spend their nights doing. Let's all get together and not have sex. What do you say, kids? Yay! Let's go to the malt shop and then go to the bouncy house.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers are assholes!
Yeah, they are.
They're celibate assholes.
You know what they're not going to be doing?
Bang! That's bang! Right. Bang! Bang!
I get the sense we're going to hear a lot of that audio coming up in the next couple days.
Big?
Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt!
Bang!
And her boyfriend, Jamie Kennedy, have split up.
Really? That's been a long time thing,
yeah,
hasn't
it? Yeah, it seemed really serious, too.
People magazine says the split was mutual, and of course, they will remain the closest of friends.
Oh, that's so nice.
Insiders say it has to do with scheduling more than anything else. She's got a show. He does stand-up comedy. She's got a Lifetime movie, a book tour, and more in the works. He travels all around the country. Apparently, the writing was on the wall when he didn't show to her 31st birthday party last month. Oops.
Ooh.
So,
giant size can.
Yes, it sure does. And speaking of which, Bar Raffaelli.
Yes.
The smoking hot supermodel for Victoria's Secret has received a plea from an organization called La Hava. It is a conservative Jewish group, and their leader, Baruch Marzel, is urging her not to accept any marriage proposal from her longtime boyfriend, Leonardo DiCaprio. He actually wrote a letter to Bar on behalf of Jews everywhere, claiming that while Leo is a talented actor, she shouldn't marry outside of the Jewish faith.
Hmm.
Baruch Marzel writes that assimilating with other cultures has forever been one of the enemies of the Jewish people, and warns her that her choice of groom could harm future generations of Jews.
Future generations?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Bar, I think you should just settle down with a nice Jewish boy. Maybe one named Baruch Marzel!
I think he's angling for
I think he's absolutely putting his bait in the water, so to speak. And Robert Downey Jr.'s got a new gig. He is going to play an astronaut in an upcoming 3D space thriller called Gravity. Downey apparently will play an astronaut at a remote space station while he and a female colleague are outside the space station. The other team members are killed by debris from an exploding satellite, leaving them to fend for themselves and try to find their way back to Earth.
Wow. Do you think they'll
bang?
Yes, Kevin, I think they'll bang.
Now that he has
what?
That.
Oh, are you forget kidding? It.
What are you we talking are about?
Week it's going to be like
we are screwed.
Until he forgets about it.
What
How
sound
dare
does
you?
A firecracker make, Kevin?
Bang!
Yeah, a lot of those kind of things.
Got it standing by.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, lead singer for that longtime band. He is 55 years old. Model Fabio.
Huh?
Model Fabio. Yeah. Celebrates his 49th birthday. Remember, famously, he was on a roller coaster and a goose hit him in the face. Wonder what that would sound like.
Don't have it.
Bang!
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what we were going for.
Because we actually had audio of him.
I know.
We did.
That's but after all the talk we did about
again.
You playing that
okay,
tape,
do it again.
I thought
do it again.
I would set
again.
You up.
Do it again.
Fabio was in the...
Bang!
Brett Michaels of Poison is 47 years old today. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray turns 42. Mark Hoppus of Blink-182 is 38 years old. Eva Longoria Parker is 35. Will.i.am of Black Eyed Peas is 35. Joseph Hahn from Linkin Park is 33. Kellan Lutz of Twilight celebrates his 25th birthday. And our very own Psycho Mike celebrates his birthday today, but he is in Austin this week. He's in South by Southwest.
So. There's a lot of drinking going on, and he's sober.
And so he's not here to celebrate. He's there instead, not drinking and not partaking in anything fun.
Although Kat's there, so do you think?
Bang!
Yes, I think the two of them are playing that audio over and over again.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. From...
That is a good band right there.
106.7
yeah, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
There you go. 4-punch, 5-punch, 6-punch combination. Body shot, bang, 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 bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. Do you want to throw sometime? Bang. This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang. The stretch that come. It looks as though Manny Pacquiao's spectacular winning streak continues as he hammers Joshua Clotty to the finish. Another dominant performance, another marquee victory, for boxing's king of the world.
Well, that pretty much says it.
Yeah.
But we had our producer Alex get Freddie Roach on the phone to talk about the fight on Saturday night. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good. We're very, very happy with the outcome of the fight. And, you know, just prove once again that Manny's the pound for pound, the greatest fighter in the game right now.
Did you think it was going to be as easy as it was?
Well, you never know what to expect when you get into a fight. But, I mean, Claudy is a, you know, he's a talented fighter, but it was obvious he was just scared. He was scared of Manny, what Manny can do, and he just, he was scared the whole fight. He wouldn't fight back. He only threw about 400 punches in the entire fight.
That's true.
And Manny threw, we just counted him, and Manny threw 900,000 punches.
That's wow. Pretty accurate, yeah.
he was throwing sometimes 10, 12 punches a second. That's how many punches thrown.
He did throw a right and a left at the same time and boxed his ears, which is illegal.
Yeah, you can't throw two punches at the same time.
I didn't know that.
That was awesome.
And if he kicked him in the balls too at one point, but nobody even saw it. It was so fast. It happened so fast.
He is a fast fighter, isn't he?
He is fast.
Have you heard the Jim Lampley call of the fight?
No, I haven't.
You
heard
haven't,
that.
Really?
No, I'd love to hear
it. I'd like to play it for you.
I would love to hear some of that.
All right, here you go.
There you go. Four punch, five punch, six punch combination. Body shot, bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. Do you want to throw sometime? Bang. This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang.
And then?
Bang, 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 bang.
So that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, I don't like to say anything bad about nobody.
Right.
But Jim Lampley's an asshole.
It did sound like he was in the ring.
What a douchebag.
Wasn't us, must have been your radio. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 9:35, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here for a final look at the showbiz. No?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just giddy.
Yeah.
The air's lighter for some reason today. I don't know what it is.
The air's lighter?
The air's lighter, just...
sunnier?
A little spring in my step. I don't know what's going on today. It's brand new world for me. I want to give everybody a heads up. Wednesday, please come and join us for Kevin and Bean's Vomit by Noon St. Patrick's Day party.
Honestly, I didn't think that name would stick. I thought somebody would nix it along the way.
Really, the way things have been going around here, I'm surprised no one stepped in and said, you can't say vomit by noon because you might offend all the people who have eating disorders.
Right.
All the bulimics may complain, and then they'll sue.
So we put that in thinking it was funny, and they would deny it, and then we would have to come up with a real name.
It just may be too true to deny.
That's true.
Maybe they recognize, that's true, they probably will be sick by noon. It's at Casey's Irish Pub, downtown Los Angeles, 613 South Grand Avenue. Doors open at 5 a.m.?
Yes.
That's what we say.
Seems like a bad idea. People have to sit there for an hour without the bar being open. They're going to get cranky. I know I will.
Yeah. Well, you'll bring a flask.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. I will bring a flask. So come and see me if you need a drink. I'll give you a nip. 5 a.m., 21 and over, please, naturally, because it is going to be a booze fest. And there's going to be parking lots around the bar where it will have K-Rock, KROQ banners. And if you go there, if you park there, then you will get a ticket. No, you park there.
You get a parking ticket?
You'll be able to park there, and you bring your receipt into the bar proving that you parked there, and you will get a half pint of green beer. So, just a win-win.
That's a good deal.
I'd like to suggest, if I might, it's not going to be a good show on Wednesday. I'd like to suggest that perhaps...
Be there or don't listen? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying...
Just don't expect a lot.
It'll be a good show if people were down there.
Yes. I'm saying don't expect a lot.
I'm saying we should raise our sights a little bit and try to provide a good show.
Come on.
I think it's our responsibility.
Right, as it has been in the past.
Right, to try and provide an entertaining show for those who are just listening and who I can't be there.
Right, and we can't even do that when we're sober, Ralph.
But sometimes it's easier when you're drunk. Sometimes a lot of things are easier when you're drunk.
All right, we'll give it a try.
It's Monday, so we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Let me give you the heads up. Alice in Wonderland made $62 million. It's number one again this weekend. Can't beat that with a stick right there. $62 million.
That's crazy. For a first weekend, that's crazy.
Yeah. Green Zone, in its debut, sadly only made about $14.5 million.
Got some audio from that, Ralph, if you want to hear it.
Sure, yeah.
Bang, 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 bang. Down the stretch they come.
Sorry.
You don't want to play that part. You want to play just the bang,
just
bang,
the bang part.
Yeah. Do I have to tell you how to play your own audio?
It's we've had trouble.
Well, then don't do it.
Some technical issues. Can I try it again?
No.
All right.
It says that, you know, war movies about this particular war, not doing well at the box office. It's even The Hurt Locker, which is a brilliant film, not getting a lot of viewership because people are just burnt out. They're overwhelmed, and they don't want to see entertainment that features this war.
Yeah. So. This particular one features people lying to get us there, which is a sore spot. So
right.
Maybe it's, but it's well done.
She's Out of My League was third at the box office with $9.6 million. Then Remember Me, Shutter Island, Our Family Wedding, Avatar, Brooklyn's Finest, Cop Out, and The Crazies rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Brad Pitt is spending a lot of time on the set of Angelina Jolie's new movie, The Tourist. According to AbsoluteNow.com, the entertainment news website, the reason is Brad may be a little jealous of Angelina's leading man, Johnny Depp.
Ah.
Apparently, their chemistry is a little too good on the set.
Interesting.
Rumors have been flying, and Brad has suddenly shown up to hang out and pay attention.
Isn't it funny that Brad Pitt might be jealous?
Look, everybody's got somebody.
Yeah.
No, but wouldn't you have thought Brad would be the top?
You would, until you met Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Plus, if you've met your wife on the set.
Right.
Yeah.
When you were away from your wife at the time, and you started banging your now wife on the set behind your other wife's back,
bang!
What makes you think that it couldn't have been done to you?
Yeah. Happens once, it could happen again.
That's what I'm saying.
Could have said it quicker.
<It's awesome. laughs> I'm saying I got time to burn, so I'm taking advantage of it.
All right, go ahead.
Harold and Kumar? Fans?
Yes.
Anyone?
Yeah, totally.
John Cho? Of course, stars in ABC's Flash Forward now, but it doesn't mean he's forgotten his roots. He and Cal Penn will be reprising their roles as Harold and Kumar, according to John. He says it's going to shoot this summer, not sure exactly when, because Cal Penn now works for the President of these United States.
There is that.
He's going to have to
take a government job.
Time off from his job in Washington, D.C., but apparently they are aiming to shoot a very Harold and Kumar Christmas this summer. And he said that Neil Patrick Harris will also be returning to join them in the film. So, good news for fans of that, of those movies. The father of American Idol judge Kara DioGuardi is running for senator of New York State.
What?
Kara DioGuardi's dad, Joseph, will announce his candidacy next week as a Republican candidate for the seat currently held by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh, Kirsten does good work.
Apparently, he was a congressman for Westchester County from 1985 to 1988. And he plans to run for senator.
Hmm.
Can't hurt that your daughter's on the biggest show on television.
Certainly can.
They like her.
That's true.
Could hurt you if they don't.
I'm off. I've stopped watching American Idol. But
I love that.
In Paula's absence, she did look better.
Okay, good.
She had more to say. And with Ellen DeGeneres being in there stinking up the joint, she looked pretty good this season. So she's less annoying.
All right.
Still a big horsey face, but still. What are you going to do? And Gene Simmons of KISS.
Who we'll talk to tomorrow.
What?
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
What?
You heard me.
The real one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Potty Mouth Psycho Mike's Gene Simmons?
No, real one.
Speaking of Potty Mouth Lisa Mann.
Doing all the roles.
Gene Simmons has issued a challenge to U2 and the Rolling Stones. We'll have to talk to him about this tomorrow. He was talking to a radio interview in the UK last week. And said he challenges U2 and the Rolling Stones to a rock-off. He said he would blow either or both of those bands right off the stage if U2 and Rolling Stones tried to perform the same night as KISS.
How do you
KISS
judge
KISS is the
that?
Best live act in the world, Gene said.
All right, take it easy.
You come up on that stage with us, baby. Show me what you've got, and then we'll show you what the big boys do.
Wow.
He said to U2 and the Rolling Stones. First of all, it's not fair. The Rolling Stones are like 100.
They are 150, yeah.
If they can break a hip, seriously, when they go into Satisfaction or something. You've got to be careful. That's not fair. But I've seen U2 live, KISS.
I
don't
amazing.
Know. They're pretty amazing live. Of course, I've never seen Bono spit blood. I've never seen The Edge have fire come out of his ass or whatever they do on stage with KISS. I think Ace Frehley used to have fire come out of his ass.
I don't think so.
I think he used to light his fart on stage.
And I'm pretty sure they used to call him the Blue Flame.
I don't think
that
so.
Was his. That was his on stage identity.
Not at all.
I'm pretty sure.
Not the Beast.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Bret Michaels of Poison, who is currently on Celebrity Apprentice. He was the project manager last night for the guys' team.
He did
a pretty good job.
Really?
Until he had to take a break and sit down and have a soda because his blood sugar dropped. He was diabetic.
You went into a coma?
Is a soda a good idea?
I don't know.
I think so. I think sometimes if you start to fade...
You got to get some sugar in your
If you're not balanced. Monitoring your blood sugar, then you just have to do that in order just to function. So he did that, but raised a lot of money for diabetes.
Right.
He talks about that a lot, about diabetes.
About having diabetes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much?
Everything is a diabetes. A lot of excuses come from diabetes.
Mm.
Rockwell is 46 years old today. See the somebody's watching me, guys?
I think somebody's watching me.
And that was Michael Jackson, right? On that?
He's singing background on that.
Yeah, I think so.
How much Geico money is Rockwell pulling in these days if he wrote that? It's just an assful, right? Because that commercial's on every 3 minutes.
I would hope.
With the googly eyes. Money with the googly eyes.
I hear you.
46 years old today. Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray is 42 years old. Kim Raver. She was on Grey's Anatomy and 24, 41 years old. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 is 38. Eva Longoria-Parker is 35 years old today. She is just sexy.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Will I Am of Black Eyed Peas turns 35. DJ Joseph Hahn of Linkin Park.
Who
is
that? My Asian guy.
He's put his own spin on the Psycho Mike. Hey.
Yeah, I got to mix it up, you know?
No, you don't. Speaking of Psycho Mike, he celebrates his birthday as well today, but... celebrate,
yeah,
in quotes, because he's clean and sober, you know. I'd rather be dead. I would rather be dead.
I know.
He almost was.
Right, well, then maybe that's what God was trying to tell him, and now he's fighting the laws of nature.
He's fighting God.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We mentioned we're going to talk to Gene Simmons.
That's right. That's right, Kevin. Speaking to me, Lisa May.
You don't really talk to Gene Simmons as much as just... You let him talk.
You listen to Gene Simmons.
He talks, and then you go, uh-huh, yep, whatever you say, sir.
He's got his show coming back on A&E, right? Isn't that what it is? The Family Jewels?
So. Family Jewels, yeah. We have Dr. Hank Chen?
Hi.
Chen? I don't know how you say his name, but he's the new King of Kong.
Chen, I think, I believe Chen. It is, yes. He is the king. He's played Donkey Kong, and he's got the biggest score ever.
I know it sounds like you might be listening to this in 1982 when Donkey Kong was big or whenever it was, but it's still happening.
Classic gamers.
Still fighting over that record in 2010.
I've got the world record in Pong.
Is that right?
Yeah, 12. I scored a 12.
Because no one else is doing
it?
No one else is doing it. Pedro the Whale on tomorrow's show, and Douglas Hines, who is the inventor of Roxy's sex robot. On tomorrow morning show. So
this is a robot you can have sex with.
Yes. Another new one. We talked to like a new guy every other week.
I think we talked about this and then did a hilarious comedy bit where I played the inventor of the robot. But this is the actual dude who actually invented the robot.
And you'll be standing by if it's not interesting.
We'll play him back to back and see who wins.
Okay. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all new Kevin and Bean show. Kat is next. She has 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock. Enjoy.